Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you can trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Ryan Sickler, soccer star, JUCO. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
It's a joke.
To the Crab Feast, y'all.
Will Harris beat you?
Another Tuesday.
I thought you had me on.
I know you did.
Another Crab Feast for that ass.
I'm just like, how does he keep going
God
over there?
I don't know how I did that one. Because I really, when I went up, I thought you were going to stay steady. And I was like, I lost this one.
You know what happens to me? I'm like, oh, dude, you're fucking crushing. Keep going. And then I'm like, oh, are you? Or are you getting tired? Are you going to run out of breath? And then I just lose it.
It's good to touch your pitch, James.
Good to have it touched, and good to touch yours, Ryan. Feaster Nation! Jay Larson here, Jay Larson Comedy, on all social media, jlarsoncomedy.com, where you can go for all tour dates that I'm presently on. Recently, had a great time out in Colorado. I mentioned that pre-tour, and then just last...
The PTT?
The PTT, baby. You down with it? Had a great time out in Cleveland. Some great feasters out there. Detroit, you came out strong. So great to see so many of you. The whole room was feasters. It was such an intimate venue that it was just like we were all a group. Like people, like we were all talking. And you know, I'm doing all crowd work, so I'm like talking to people, and I mixed in material. That was such a great show. Chicago, of course, love it. To the couple in the front row in the second show, God bless you. I'm sorry I told you that you're never going to make it. I just I took them down.
How did they take it?
He was struggling, and she fed me. She told me he had an affair in China.
Whoa!
And I just kept laying into it. I'm like, well, of course he had an affair in China. I mean, Rye, a solid 15 minutes on them.
And he just had to sit there.
He's like, come
sorry,
on, come
bro.
On, honey, honey. And she's like, no, tell him. Tell him how you went to China and tell him what you did. And I go, how old are you guys? They go, 23. I go, this isn't going to work. And then Fort Wayne, Indiana, man, Let's Comedy. You guys were so fantastic. Thanks for having me out there. They were like, people in Fort Wayne were so appreciative. They're like, thanks for coming out here, you know, because no one gets out there.
Our fans are the best.
And it was fantastic. And so the next two shows I really want to promote, really want to push you guys. October 27th, Houston, Texas, at the Secret Goop. And then the next night in Denver, Colorado, at the Bug Theater, October 28th. Go on the site. They're available now. Houston, Texas, on October 27th. Steve Canenwell will be there with
yes.
me. And then October 28th, I will be at the Bug Theater. Adam Caton Holland's going to be there with me. David Rodriguez will be with me, and Jeff Tice will be there as well. So
great,
please go get your tickets and come on out. We're gonna have a blast. Those are both 8 o'clock shows, October 27th, October 28th, and then I'll promote the rest of that East Coast swing that's gonna happen in November. Ryan Sickler,
feasters, get out and see Jay Larson Comedy on tour. I am Ryan Sickler on Instagram. Follow me over there. Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. I'm happy to announce my new album will be coming out in a few weeks. I don't have the definitive date. Still waiting on the label.
Get that pre-order ready, baby!
To fucking give me that date, and then we're going to push it hard. I'm going to get out on some podcasts. We're going to promote, and I need all of you to help your boy out right before the Christmas holiday and right before the feast ends. We're going to be promoting the shit out.
So how long you think?
Maybe the 16th? First week of November. You nice. Might hear more from Dom when you get up there to Petaluma when you're up there. Jay's going back to Petaluma. Did you say that?
This will be too late for that. I'm already there. I've already been there.
Oh, we're talking in the past. Anyway, I'm super excited about it.
I'm glad that you're super excited about it.
Well, I heard you over there with the secret.
You
secret
let it go,
goop.
Baby.
I'll let the secret goop go. Yes, album, when you hear it, I'll be promoting it every week. Go get it. Subscribe on Spotify, all that shit. And Baltimore and Maryland and Virginia and Delaware and D.C., I am coming Saturday, November 17th, one night only at the Famous with Josh Adam Myers, Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Tickets are on my website. They're on thecrabfeast.com. There are not many left, and we're still a month out, so you better get them while you can get them, y'all. And as always, you know where to find The Crab Feast, iTunes, Spotify, Laughable. We love Laughable, and you can play directly from our site. As far as merch goes, again, at our online store on thecrabfeast.com, we still have some smaller and bigger sizes left, some hats. And
today, FTCF is available at the Bonfire. Post is available and on our website,
and we'll have we'll put that
and
up
and Tuesday will come out in November.
Great.
So in October, FTCF, that'll run for 3 weeks, and again, when we do these on Bonfire, you can mix and match, you can change your style, you can change your colors, you can make your custom FTCF. Only 3 weeks you can do that. Tuesday will come out in November. That'll be a 3-week run, so get out there and make that happen for yourselves.
And as you know, it's October, so we will be donating a portion of all merch sales to breast cancer awareness, and thank you always for doing that to help us out. So subscribe, follow the Crab Feast on Facebook and Twitter for all the final details, including this is not officially the last 10 because
we're going to do one of just
we're gonna
me
do
and
one
Rye.
Of, yeah, together. But this is officially the beginning of the final 10.
Yeah.
And it's a pleasure to kick it off like this.
I know. We're super excited. I mean, we've been trying to have this guest back. It's not like you guys don't know. You saw it when you pulled up the title of the episode. But how long have we been trying to get her back on?
It's been a long, and she's been back and forth.
I was trying a lot. I was just like, whatever. It doesn't really matter if we do. And but we're super excited, you guys, and we know you are too. You're asking for here on part.
We listened,
kicking off the final 10, ladies and gentlemen. Jen Kirkman, welcome back to the Crab Feast.
I have tears in my eyes.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
And I love you.
And
guys,
what a special goddamn treat to bring Ronnie with her. Ronnie Sandman, everybody.
Oh, what you should.
Jen, I am.
I'm kind of glad he's on here. He doesn't need a microphone these days.
We're gonna talk plenty about your parents.
But no, he went Trump, but anyway, we can forgive him. Greenskeeper goes Trump. I can't even.
It's the news headline in the
in the Onion.
It's turning the place goes upside Trump. Down. Well, speaking of bad hair, you walked in today, and you had something on your fucking head, and Jay gave you a big hug, and I looked over, and I was like, I know you're really into hats and fashion and all that shit. And I thought to myself, why the fuck is she wearing a turban? But I didn't want to say anything to offend you. And you step back and you're like, I just want you to know this is a Mozart wig.
Is anyone going to say anything about my wig?
She came in. It's right here. We have a picture of her. You'll see it up on the website, thecrabfeast.com. Came in wearing this lovely Mozart wig. Three little, can we get a little picture of that?
Yeah. Oh, it looks like a mushroom cloud from here.
Three little braids in the
How
back.
How much did you spend on that?
Like $12.
Powder everywhere. Powder all over this fucking thing.
I forgot to put baby powder in it.
It's beautiful.
I know. I was going to wear a Mozart costume and show up, and it's so hot out today, too. It would have been miserable.
It is.
But it would have been like, yeah, I couldn't get it from Amazon just in time. And then there was like a rental house I could have gone to if I wanted to deal with
it. Like, the Warner Brothers lot trying to come out here.
And I was like, do I have time to go to a rental house? Because it's on their website.
But where's the Amadeus section?
Yeah. That's close enough.
And I was like, even to rent it is like $100. And I'm like, it's not a live show. I mean,
yeah,
it would have been, that would have been fun. Nah, it wouldn't have been that funny. But I that do have a turban. I wore it on stage one night.
Why? And what color? Hold on.
Yeah.
Let's guess. In my mind, for some reason, it's turquoise, and I have no idea why.
I say red.
You're not unclose. It's a dark green, almost like this coaster.
Oh, cool.
And it has a big, like, jeweled.
Were you doing a character?
Roach. No, it's just one of those things where, like, if you see someone that really is in the fashion world, they know how to rock a really weird thing. And I just thought, I'm going to look eccentric, but it's going to look fashion forward. And it. I just looked like a fortune teller.
But a bad one, like in the machine. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
the one from Big specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really cute hat. Almost is like a 30s vibe, but I just wasn't wearing it correctly. And I did show on stage, if you can imagine. And I wore it. And then, like, I was getting, I don't know, like the vibe was off with the crowd. And I thought it was the material. And I got off stage and I was like, see, I knew that that one wasn't ready to bring on stage yet. And Jimmy Pardo goes, you think it was a material that threw them off? And I go, he goes, you didn't, for one thing, it was because you're wearing a turban. And I was like, it was so the perfect person to see me
of course.
Do that. It was amazing.
I can't even believe you have a turban. You've worn a turban. Was that the only time
it.
You did it on stage?
Yeah, I still have it. I'll have to find a picture of it.
But, no repeat performance for the turban?
No, I never wore it on stage again. It was the show, the Super Serious Show. I don't know if you've
ever
heard of
it. Yeah, of course.
It was a big crowd at the Something Theater.
And did you, like...
Oh, how long ago was this?
3 years?
Found out at Fade-A-Do when they did it down there?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe like 3 years ago. Okay, here it is. It's kind of cute, right?
Oh, yeah, that's not what I pictured. Yeah.
But it.
Yeah, no,
it's
that's
off-
fine.
It's because she took this beautiful photo with the right kind of filters. If you saw it on stage,
that's
it was,
how you got Miss Maisel, huh?
It was a little bit off-putting. You know, it's funny because my boss loves hats. I stopped wearing them because I didn't want her to think I was copying her.
Yeah,
and it's not an interesting story, but anyway.
She's like, "Well, I mean, I don't think Jen likes to work her anymore. I hired her because I saw her in this turban
for a pension for hats.
And you know, I saw her walking down the other street the other day in a Mozart wig, and I was like, why is she never wearing that to the office? She must not want
I mean,
to
when
work
Jay
here.
Hugged me, I first of all thought I'd walk in and he'd be like, oh my God, hilarious.
You were so offended for a second.
I'm going to be honest. I'll be honest. You weren't fully committed to the wig.
I wasn't.
It was on top of your hair so we could see your hair.
Yeah,
so
saying.
It looked like a beret. We couldn't see any of that. Again, no powder, no face. I mean, I would want some pale face
paint.
I
was running
late. You know
late.
What I mean?
And you know what's funny too is it brought me right back to the specific kind of rejection I got as a kid, which is, excuse me.
Here we go.
Does anyone notice what I just did?
You said it. You didn't even give us a chance to react.
You gave a hug. I'm
no
sitting over
say
at the table.
About my wig.
I look over and I'm like, is that a term? Well, it's a pleasure to have you back.
It's like you guys
Kirkman.
Are like
it's long overdue.
Too nice. It's like you're too respectful where you're like assuming the best of everyone. You're like, I guess it's a beret that I don't understand.
I'm trying to be more sensitive to everything, a.k.a. just care less. You know, that's really what it is.
Care less?
Yeah. Just
oh, you're
not
trying,
be so invested in everything all the time. Like, okay, she's got a turban on, all right? Because before I'd be like, Jen,
I
see
is
that a fucking turban?
I see what you're saying.
But now I let it play itself out.
You know what I think it is, too? I mean, maybe it is a conscious decision, but I feel like comedians have to live that way. Blah-de-blah. And then when you get
like
older.
Constantly observing.
Yeah. And then when you get, even if you don't do observational comedy in your act, like your brain is always like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then as you get older, I think you get more tired and you're like, I can't observe another thing right now. I don't care. Are they naked across the street? Good.
That's what I'm saying too is those shift gears. And a lot of times things just work themselves out. You just let it come to you and you're like, oh, is that how that was going to happen?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you have an opinion on that also.
Right.
This is classic watching a movie with my wife. Every single time she'd be like, wait a minute, why is he going? I'm just going to sit and watch.
Because you haven't seen it yet.
I'm going to pay attention and they will tell us.
I want to take, you know, those personality tests that's like, you're an extrovert with a hint of introvert.
Dash of introvert here, girl.
There's a movie type of person. And that's why I don't go to movies with friends. If I'm in a relationship, I can't watch it with my partner. Like, I ask too many questions and I'm like, is she an alien? They're like, I have the same amount of information you do.
I've been watching it just as exactly. Like, I say that all the time.
I'm making sure that we all don't know or it's just me. Because if there is one person that is confused, it will be me. And so then I'll stop asking questions. And then at the end of the movie, I'm like, well, we never found out if that guy was an alien. They're like, that was totally clear within 10 minutes. Like, but I can't keep asking questions. It took me 4.5 hours to watch this great movie.
An episode of Entourage.
Great movie for you, terrible for whoever you were watching it with.
myself, because I cannot involve
anyone.
Well,
that shit comes back to haunt you, because I did that as a kid all the time, and I remember my father being like, I've never seen this. And now when I take my daughter to movies, that's all she asks me to, and I just laugh, but I'm like,
yeah, but she's three.
I don't know. Yeah, but I'm saying, that's where it starts.
They think we have the answers to everything. Jen is a grown woman.
Great point.
Well, I was watching the 12th Man. Have you seen it? Everybody watch it. It's a beautiful movie about hope and this guy who escapes the Nazis, and he literally like swims.
Oh, I thought it was a Seahawks documentary.
Say it, dude. The same thing popped in my head.
Why is that to do with it?
Because there's 11 men on a football team.
Yeah.
And in Seattle, they have the 12th man,
that's
which
their
are the
fan
fans.
Base.
You're the 12th man.
Oh, that's like Sex and the City. The fifth character is the city.
Well, Jenna's great. I can't believe you can't watch movies with anybody.
Pacific Northwest just turned this thing off.
I'm friends with John Ryan.
Yeah, where did he go, by the way?
I actually don't know.
Hmm? He didn't retire?
No, oh, he didn't retire. I thought he just got traded or released. I don't know if he's on something now or he's not, but I don't think he retired. If he's not on a team right now, I don't think he's going to retire. Although maybe you have to. I don't know how it goes. But I don't know what my point was, but he would have liked that Sex and the City reference, so can all fuck off.
Okay.
All right, before we get going deeper into this, would you like to promote your social media, any shows, whatever you'd like?
I've got like a little slew of shows coming up in the California area in November and New York. I'll be in Brooklyn, San Diego, San Francisco, and Sacramento all in the month of November.
When are you in Brooklyn?
November 5th, night before midterms. You going to panic or you going to come laugh? I'd come laugh. So
we did a show on election night in Times Square at Caroline's.
What? Yep.
On election night.
On election night. Wow.
And the Crafties fans showed up.
They showed up.
They
what
showed
time
up.
Did you have
8
to...
o'clock.
We walked out into
you knew by that time, though.
No, I mean, it was leaning that way. I remember going to dinner with my buddy and his brother, and we're like, this is going to happen? This is going to fucking happen.
Yeah, you knew, you saw it, you saw the numbers, so you knew eventually it was going to happen, but it hadn't happened yet.
So fast.
I'm there the 9th, by the way, November 9th in Brooklyn.
God damn it, I won't be there.
Yeah, where are you at?
At the Bell House, just for one night.
Nice.
And then I'm leaving.
People really like that venue. Do you like it?
I do, because it's weird, because those Brooklyn audiences see all the comedy, and you would think they'd be jaded, but they're not. They're as excited. Sometimes when you do somewhere like a Caroline's, you're like, these people are out for the night. They're going to be so excited. And sometimes they're just not, because they've been like being tourists all day. And they're just like, I'm sitting now. And then Brooklyn, I'm always like, oh, they're going to be jaded. And they're just laugh at like they've never heard comedy before.
That's awesome.
Like they're really cool. And maybe there's something in the acoustics. And also like, I'm funny. Haha, great. But you know how when you're being funny, you're like, this is something extra special happening that's out of my control. That's like the vibe there. That I really like. So I know I need people to come because I think I play Brooklyn too much.
Cool.
So get there.
Get out there.
JenKirkman.com, click tour dates. That's all.
Unless you're deciding between me and Jen, and then, you know, you can catch
Jen some other
time. You know what I mean?
Fuck.
Yeah, you know.
The same time you're there?
No,
but I'm saying like
week.
Some people aren't going out twice in 1 week for comedy.
Yeah, they are in New York. They go out twice in one night.
Well, you never know. What I'm saying is, you know.
Or you can, you know, I mean, wait until Jay is there. After the end of Democracy.
You do Brooklyn too much anyway. I'll come see you next time.
Wait, are you doing your show where you take questions? I love that idea.
Just crowd work. So, I mean, I'll ask questions, but people can... It's not like a Q&A session.
Is it called What Did We Learn?
No, that's what it was going to be initially.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because at the end of the show, I always go, what did we learn today? And then I go through a bunch of stuff because people say crazy shit, you know?
Oh, but you change that.
Yeah, it's just called mostly crowd work because I, you know, don't want to lead people in a direction if I'm not doing all crowd work. You know what I mean?
And do you find that like it's good because you want to perform a lot, but you can't always have a whole new hour for everybody?
Yeah, and I love doing crowd work. Like I love it.
I wish I did.
The other night I did 3 shows one night. In one show, some woman had lost 60 pounds and shared that with all of us, and then I talked to her. Another one, I started picking on this guy who was a doctor.
Yeah.
Because I said, who's out there really doing anything to like help the world? Anybody? I go, you guy, what do you do for work? And he goes, oh, I'm a doctor. So then everyone laughs. And I go, oh, really? What kind? I go, how long did you go to school? And he goes, 7 years. I go, I went for 5. So let's chill out. And then he turns out he's a cancer doctor.
Oh, he is.
So then everyone's, yeah. And then I go, yeah, what's your save rate? And he goes, huh? I go, anyone can pick out cancer. I'm like, look at that guy. He's probably got cancer, but can you save him? And like, I just kept.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So it's, you know, like these amazing things will just come out if you're just talking to people. So I like it.
I guess I have to look at it as more of a conversation because you always feel like you have to get in, get out with the crowd work. Like say something funny, leave. But it's like, it's more of a
not really.
Exploration.
You can let
it. I let it boil.
I don't even it. And when I went and did, it was the Rec Room like a couple months ago. This guy down front just kept chirping. And
I'm not being funny. Literally.
No, I just talk. Okay. You know, constantly comment. Yeah.
I didn't know if he was like being a freak.
He just kept talking and talking. So obviously he wanted to say something. And I was like, what is it? What is it so important? And he ended up being a guy that wrangles reptiles, alligators, and all this shit. And I just couldn't stop talking to him after. I was like, what do you mean you own a reptile? He's like, I own a reptile farm. I'm like, what is that? Like snakes and shit. And for 20 minutes, the audience loved it. I don't do that. But the guy, you know, he just wouldn't stop talking. And I was like, all right, let's just see what he has to say.
Can you imagine being like, guys, you can go home.
I'm just going to talk to Rex.
I made a new friend. We like to talk alone.
We're just
going to
wrap this up.
Yeah. You just have drinks with them all night.
But when you think about it, if you have an audience of 500 people, that's 500 different stories sitting right there.
Well, first of all, I'm just dreaming of an audience of 500 people. Sounds great.
Me too. That'd be great.
This
every
guy over
night.
Here. You know, so when you're up there with a 2,500 person crowd, I just go in there and I start talking to them.
You really work it out.
You stacked up on 2 Netflix specials, girl. I know the kind of fucking audiences you have.
But that's the thing. I thought I had that too. So I'm my last tour, I'm booking like, let's bump this up to 500, 750, 1,000. Well, let's not.
Guys, let's, can we bump the brakes
let's
over here?
Not.
The only one I sold really well was Boston. At the Wilbur, which I was just blown away by, but I hadn't performed in Boston in like 4 years, and I'm from there, and there's a lot of, but everything else was like.
The Wilbur is bigger than 1,000, isn't it?
It's about 1,000, so nice. Maybe sold exactly 1,000.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's the only time I've ever done that. And then everything else was like, I'm in Detroit, like, can anyone call 10 friends? Like, there was like 180 people there.
That's what you should call your tour, the Bring 10 Friends Tour.
Take it.
Take
it and run, girl.
Brilliant.
That might be my tour, actually.
Okay, sorry. So I'm humbled sufficiently, and so I'm back under like the 200 mark.
I'm going to Detroit. I can't freaking wait.
Really?
Yeah. I love Detroit. We went there for Best Bars, and it was like, I just get invigorated by small cities or cities. I mean, that's not a small city.
You get a house for $9 in Detroit right now.
Trade a cell phone for it. But, you know, not just for that. Just the people were awesome. Yeah. I loved it. I had such a great time.
Oh, the people are
there.
Great. I mean, I like Michigan.
Can't wait.
I just didn't like the last venue I did. It was like everyone that was running it was kind of blackout drunk. And like I didn't know who was running it and what was going on. I was like, are there lights? Like there's just kind of one of those rock clubs that
lights. Are there lights?
No, like the stage was dark and I was like, not in a diva
we got
spotlight way.
We got a bunch of candles for you.
I mean,
candelabras? No, just
I'll hold my
candles.
Flashlight.
Oh my god, one night. Did I tell you guys this? Charlie Goodnight's, you know that place in Charlotte?
I've never done it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of
lovely,
it.
Lovely, perfect. Run by ladies, so it's got the same vibe as something run by men. They make the audience do dick.
What?
Dick.
Shots? Blowjob shots?
Yeah. I'm
I see.
I'm like, you're women. You finally.
You
did
finally
it. Can run this. Now, what would you do that you've always wanted to do?
Blowjob shots for everybody.
They're like, listen, the men had to figure it out. We're going to stick with it.
It's a good drink. It's a good drink.
So I got there, and one of the waitresses leaned up against some light switch, and no one knew. And the lights went out, and we thought it was like a power outage. And the audience was like a little restless, like late show Friday crowd.
Shirley just fucking knocked one back real hard at the lights.
Seriously.
Doesn't even realize the lights are out because hers are.
Yeah,
you know
like,
what I'm saying?
Oh
hers are.
Oh my God, we're having a power outage. But it was like restless late Friday night crowd. They were like almost treating me like I'm a jazz band up there. They're just like silently talking. And when the lights went out, they were scared because they didn't know why. And I kept going, seriously, guys, do you think this is a nuclear war? Like, it wouldn't start with an explosion. It would start with something weird like this. And this guy in
way to rally him.
Yeah, and the guy in the
they're like, we're not coming back to see her.
We all had candles, and they started, from the tension, they started laughing so hard at everything. And we were having the best time, and I was doing crowd work with candles. And this one guy was like, you kind of really scared me with the nuclear war thing. I don't think this is one, but I think you're right about how it would happen. And
you cool if I check my phone?
Everybody was just like having the best time.
I gotta text my sitter and see if she knows what to do in case there's a nuclear war.
Because I don't want to leave the show. I just like to make sure
I want to get your merch at the end. I'm here to support you. Get a shirt or something.
Well, then the fucking...
You selling turbans after this, right?
That's what I should do. No, it might wigs. Be offensive.
You should definitely sell wigs after the
wigs.
Show.
Or just the powder for
Yeah, the powder for the wig.
Well, then the lights go back on. The manager's like, I'm so sorry. I kept apologizing. I'm like, did you notice the show was going better when the lights are off? And then everyone went back to like talking. So sometimes that stuff is really way better than anything you could have planned.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
That was my point. Anyway.
Well, your social media, where they can find out all this information, where you'll
your
be
podcast.
And all that stuff.
Oh, we're still doing plugs and I'm babbling. I have a podcast called I Seem Fun, the Diary of Jen Kirkman podcast. Everywhere podcasts are podded. And at Jen Kirkman on everything, Instagram, Twitter, 1N and Jen, fools.
What's your website? You have all that up there as well?
JenKirkman.com.
Great.
It's a .com, folks, not a .net.
No, fuck that shit. Yep. OG style.
Well.
Thanks for letting me be here.
So you were saying, wait, you're going home tomorrow?
No, I'm going to Vegas in 2 days.
Oh, in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Just to visit my parents who are there.
Why are they there? Are they visiting there?
They visit there every year for 9 days. I try to get them to...
I mean, that's a marathon.
It's like what am I looking for here? It's almost like a...
Hostage situation?
Like a bird migration. You know what I mean? Like there's like...
Yeah.
Ah, they lay eggs on top of Vegas, that 9-day Vegas.
They go, they lose $3,000. They leave their $3,000 there.
Leave their nest egg is what they're fucking leaving there.
I have no idea how much they get. Like, I feel like they take a certain amount and they manage to keep winning and losing that same amount. Like,
so if they can just break... listen,
but
if you can
break
even... What do you mean?
They're like pro gamblers. Well, they gamble every weekend.
It's Foxwoods that they
pro,
like, right?
They're just throwing shit at slot machines and playing bingo.
I know. They got a pro habit is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's annoying.
Addiction, we call it.
It's a complete addiction. They went, no, we're having fun. I'm like, see the way you cry when I even mention thinking
but
about
I mean,
not doing it? That's called an addiction.
But they are having fun.
They are.
They enjoy each other. They're still together.
I mean, I think so.
I mean, they're going to fall apart together. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, they're completely at this point just, it's not even love. It's biochemical. Like, they've been smelling each other's odor since they were 18. And they're 80 now. They just turned 80.
My wow. 18 to 80. Big Daddy 18 Kane
18 to 80.
There.
There's your fucking tour. 18 to 80 with a slot machine addiction.
Well, yeah, they're going to Vegas. They won't even come visit me. They haven't come to my place in 4 years. And I said, I'll fly you in. Like, I'll pay for it. Whatever you want me to do. Although, I'm glad they said no because I really couldn't
afford to do it. Get them out there to the Hustler Casino. I'm sure they'll love it.
Well, I was like, just come one night for dinner. I'm right near Burbank Airport. You have this cute hotel down the street. Why don't you just come see us? It's easy. And we're old now. They start pulling
I
old
see.
Now.
You mean just have them coming from Vegas to dinner once they're there. Gotcha.
I'm like, you're old now, but... They stay up all night. Like, I had to tell them, I'm coming. I'm going to bed around 10. I have to get up the next day.
They're like pussy.
They're up all night long.
You have your own room or you staying in their spot?
Oh, I got my own room. Are you crazy? I made them pay for it. I'm like, get me a hotel room and I'll pay my flight.
They got free everything, right?
I think they've got a little bit of a deal.
Yeah,
but,
of course. They're like comped everywhere.
Yeah.
At like the $5 buffet. That's where they get pimped.
They were spending less at Foxwoods. They were going less. Not every weekend. It was like turning every 2 weeks. And my mother, I'm like, Mom, it's a professional relationship. Like, you put in a lot of money, they give you the perks.
Yeah.
You stop gambling as much, the perks go away. But we were there all the time. Like, and now you're not.
And what, why? What perks did they lose?
Oh, everything.
This is where? Wait, where?
Foxwoods.
That's what I said. That's where they were first, right?
Free rooms, you know.
That's where
free
Ronnie
hair.
Did his autograph signing.
Well, your
at
show,
my
right?
Show. Yeah, that's right. What time are you again tomorrow night? I told him, all right, I'll come by then.
I'll come by after
at the
it's
end.
Over.
Yeah, he came at
after
the
it's a wrap.
I told him, don't do that. You're bothering Jay.
I'm at 9:30. Sits at the bar, gets Cape Codders.
None of that shit ever bothers me. I think it's just fucking hilarious for the story because I want to come back and tell you, like, you know what your fucking dad did to me? Like,
I know. It's a funny
story. It's way better than a story of just like, oh, he came and sat and watched the whole show. He was so nice. Like, I just, you know.
I know. There's something hard. I'm getting very, well, I've always been emotional, but like even more like sentimental in my old age. And I'm like, I have so many friends and these lovely people I know, even if I don't see them all the time, like the fact that you have a relationship with my dad is so sweet to me. Like, isn't I just want to cry. What a beautiful
our
world.
Our fans love your father.
I love the fan. And what a beautiful world podcasting is, that these just beautiful souls all care about your lives. Yeah. And it feels, I feel
I do
very
wanna
connected
say,
at all times to
I,
all humans.
I would like to say
we
are,
to me.
That he bummed $100 off me because... Because he was saying that they split. Like, he said, whatever they go with, they split. And your mom, like, he ran out of his cash.
I'm down on the slots, man.
And he saw me selling posters or CDs or whatever. And he was like, you think I get 100? And I was like, all right, Ron. He goes,
are you
know,
joking?
He goes, he said, quote, unquote, a percentage of these people are here for me.
Jay, are you fucking kidding me right now? Because I will get that money.
No, I'm not.
Jen,
I'm
what he's not telling you is your dad started
that.
Taking photos and charging for them, $20.
Him and John Witherspoon, man.
Oh, that's my God. Right. I could see that happening. Who's John Witherspoon?
Are you kidding? You don't know who John Witherspoon is?
Am I stupid?
John Witherspoon's been around for a long time. You know what?
John
Witherspoon. Ask him yourself. John Witherspoon! Get in here, you son of a bitch.
He was on the Wayans Brothers show. He's in Boomerang.
He was a dad in Friday.
He's in Friday.
He's been in movies with Clint Eastwood. Guys, he has a museum in the Valley. He's got his own art museum.
Guys,
really?
I don't know
like
names.
Gallery.
I'm looking
gallery.
At him right now. I see. Okay.
You know who he is. Yeah. As soon as you see him. He's
so what did
shit.
He do?
Super funny, dude. He gets up on. I open for him in Miami.
Yeah,
he'll get on stage.
I did too. I know what you're going to say because I had
the
to do
improv,
the same
Miami?
Thing. Not in Miami, but in Brea. I opened for him or Ontario.
He gets on stage and he'll just do straight 2 minutes of every line he's done for a movie that you want to hear. You know what I mean? Like everything
gets
from
it out of
Friday
the way.
Gets it out of the way. Then he goes, "You happy?" And then he does a stand up. And then at the end, he goes, "All right, just want to let you know after the show, I got a shirt for sale and I got pictures, $20." He goes, Not $20, $20 and $20. Like basically telling you, the shirt's 20, the picture's 20. And then he sets up on the stage. You come up, you take a Polaroid. He gives it to, puts in a little kit thing, signs it. He was the nicest guy of all time. When
were
I got
people
up on,
buying it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He had a fucking suitcase.
Yeah.
That he couldn't pick up. And he asked me, he's like, will you bring that up here? And I had to take the suitcase of his shit up on the stage
where,
for
where
him.
Are people getting this money? You know what I mean? Like,
well, that guy's been in the business for like...
I mean, but the
years.
Fans, I always hear from, I'm always really big, very sensitive, like everyone's broke, so let me keep the ticket cost down, or like, you know, I've got some hardcover books that are sitting around, they're a little dusty, I normally would charge 20, I'm like, oh, I got to charge 15, like no one's going to pay 20, maybe I should just balls
out,
charge
20. Well, I think people put money towards the things that are important to them, you know, same
that's
with,
right.
I mean, think about the things that you spend money on.
Well, I'm giving them a book, and I feel like, oh, because the jacket's a little dusty, I should discount it, but he's giving them a picture for 20. Fuck that. I'll give my book's 20, people.
Yeah, well, you know, and he just puts a value. Like, I went took the kids to an Angels game. I was just telling Rye yesterday, and we all went down, and the tickets and parking and food and everything, it was expensive, and we left in the sixth inning, and I'm like, yeah, but that's what I wanted to spend. I wanted to have that experience.
Exactly.
So, like, people want to go. They want to have an experience, you know? They want to, like, take something home and, like, share
be
it with the person they're
it.
With. Yeah, people like to be a part of something.
That's good. I'm glad to hear people are still spending money out there. Keep spending your money
out
there.
I still have stuff I've bought from shows and things like that from years and years
ago. Bill Burr just posted recently a shirt that he bought when he went to go see a comedian when he was like in high school. Dice. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I kept all my old concert shirts and stuff. I saw everybody. I saw everyone and had a shirt from everything.
I know.
I
never saved my like Cure t-shirts.
Yeah, none of that.
Or that fucking when the San Francisco Symphony came through town doing that Mozart run.
Oh my God. I was too nervous to even go up to them after. I partied with those guys.
First year violinist, man.
I met Dice last year. He was so nice to me. I've never had a better time in my life.
Yeah.
That's great. I love him. I saw him at I think he sold out Madison Square Garden back to back nights, maybe something like that. And then I saw him at the Capitol Center in D.C. And I mean, that's Staples Center size. He had that sold out when I went to see him. I mean, it was nuts.
We both did Conan, and he was doing the panel before me. And I was nervous because I didn't know anything about him. And I'd heard he was a nice guy, but I just assumed, like, especially he's so old school, too. Like, he's not going to sit and watch a younger comic. Like, he'll just be like, whatever, you're not funny. I don't get what you're doing. And he was just sitting alone in his dressing room smoking. And everyone was kind of afraid of him. And he came out like doing his Dice thing, smoking. And I was like, I said to the guy that, you know, is the talent producer, I was like, I'm going to come out smoking too when I come out. and when just watch the difference between how Conan reacts. He's like, no, don't do that. You're not allowed to smoke on stage. I'm like, I know, but Dice just did. So,
but he did. Did he really though?
Yeah.
Because he puts it in his mouth. I know he wasn't smoking them for a while.
They were. It was lit.
Yeah. And he just wasn't smoke. Got it.
I said, I'm going to come out with a celery stick then, pretending to smoke. I came out in sunglasses like a thing. And I was like, I tried to, but they wouldn't let me because I'm not Dice. And then it was like so stupid, but he was watching it. And I came backstage after and he's like, who are you? I've never seen you. You are a star. You're going to be huge. I go, Dice, I'm 43. It would have happened. He goes, I don't want to hear you ever say that about your talent and put a time limit on things. You never know, and you're blessed. And I was like, oh my God, please record this. And so his girlfriend started taping it. And then he's like, where's Conan? I want to talk shit about Jay Leno. And then Conan comes backstage and he's like, that Jay, he's so jealous of other comics. He treated you like shit. He treated me like shit. And Conan's trying to be like,
diplomatic.
Cool. Yeah, he's like,
yeah.
Oh, well, you know, it's Jay. And he's like, no. And he was just like, he's like, I am four comedians. Like, he's just so sweet. Yeah. Oh my God.
I've never heard a bad thing about him.
Never.
He's the greatest. He's the greatest.
He was, you know, people are always like, oh, the stuff he did. It's like, I know it was a character. Is it my favorite thing when someone does a character and dumb people in the audience think it's real and think that's cool? No, it's not spreading like the greatest stuff out into the world, but like the people thought that anyway. You know what I mean?
When he fucking came out. And you, it was Rodney Dangerfield, the young comedian special. You had on there was Robert Townsend, Robert Schimmel. I mean, God, the lineup was ridiculous. I think was Roseanne on that one too. It was ridiculous. You could see that they were all above. And then he comes out, and it's just like, what the fuck is this? Like,
yeah.
The whole sucking my dick and, I got my, he just walked out and said, so I got my tongue up this chick's ass, right? And you're just like, what the fuck?
And just the fact that he.
Like, that's how it starts. And then he flips it into, you know how boring you could be online at the bank and just the place goes nuts, you know? And it's just like, and you're like, what the fuck? So it's like, what is this? And you can't help, like, I sat among whatever 30,000 people chanting Hickory Dickory Dock the fucking nursery rhymes. But there were millions of people at the end of that tour that had did that.
He was also like lightning in a bottle. In as much as like he hit at a time that no one had seen that. He took something, and it's, you know, like a lot of what people have been saying lately with like what's going on in the world is like. Tribal, like people are turning into tribal. He made it tribal around his jokes. Everyone could repeat that joke, and it's got a cadence, it's got a rhythm.
Yeah.
He had that. I'm not taking anything away from it. I have his autograph in my room, my office right now.
It's so funny because he was so like, I mean, I didn't personally find him sexy, but he was like that rock star thing. And he's just like,
that's what I was just about to say. He took comedy to rock star level.
And it was so funny because he did what the Beastie Boys did. You're like, you forget for a minute, you're a dorky Jewish guy from New York.
Yeah.
Like, it's hilarious. You can kind of see it now. He looks like an old Jewish woman, and it's amazing.
And also the generation that he, you know, a lot of us now have kids, and you don't think that that crosses my mind when I'm reading fucking Hickory Dickory Dock and all, like,
totally.
It will stay with you forever.
And you
know?
Want to tell your kid.
Yeah, you want to say.
What age do I play them the comedy album?
You got to let them find that one a little bit. You just throw it out there, but you know it was funny. That Dice was funny. Just leave it at that, and hopefully they get it and go.
They won't. Yeah, you can't.
He's great.
I'm assuming you can't force stuff on your kid. They have to find it. I just wonder.
Well, I appreciate hearing that because you're very vocal about all this stuff, and to hear that a guy that's, you know, a lot of women would say this thing, you know, same thing about the material back in the day, misogynistic. And, so I'm glad to hear that happened and that you saw him like that.
Oh no, he was cool as shit, and it was never like for a girl or anything like that.
Right.
You could tell he was just like. He was like, why aren't you writing on my show? And I had been offered to write on his show. I was like, because I don't really want to write. And he was like, I respect that. And I was like.
There's something so refreshing about you, you know, like generalizing or pinpointing someone to be something and you find out they're not. It just feels so good to be like, oh, God, that's.
I can drop that. Yeah, it was such a relief. It's always like. You forget, oh, I shouldn't do that next time. But you'll do it again because we're humans.
Yeah, you got to keep working on
it. You will, but it's nice when people surprise you.
And I think as a comic too, man, woman, whatever, if someone's kind of a legend and you're not sure what they are because they're doing a character all the time, you are automatically going to pull back and not run over to them and be like, hey,
yeah.
Because you just don't want to make an ass of yourself or bother them. And the fact that he was stuck in his dressing room smoking put out this thing of like, don't come near me. But it just turned out he was nervous. And you would never think, like, I was in my dressing room nervous thinking, well, that guy is just isolating from everyone because he's too cool. And he was like, I was fucking nervous. I was about to go on TV. Why wouldn't I be nervous? I was like, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been doing that for years and years and still gets nervous. That's good.
I like it.
You dropped something earlier before we started recording about your mom. Can we talk about your mom and dad a little more?
Yes. My mom.
Are you comfortable talking about
it? Of course.
Is that okay?
Is your mom comfortable with you talking
about
it?
Yeah, that's a better question.
Oh, my God. They're she's had some health stuff. She has a pacemaker now. And
why? What happened?
By the way, I thought a pacemaker was a way bigger deal than it is. Like,
first of all,
thought,
last time you were here, your dad had the health
the
problem.
Fall.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a fall, right?
He had a fall. Hit his head. That was a long time ago.
That was a few times ago.
Yeah. That was you enjoying your lunch.
Oh, I forgot about that. You eating your lunch? My father would love to eat lunch. No one's been in his room. Oh, yeah. I can bring her back. My mom, though, her whole life, she's thought she had heart problems. Her whole life. I have a heart problem. Like, you have anxiety. It's a whole, you know. So she started lately. She's got her high blood pressure and the pills are always being adjusted. And she was, I guess, getting dizzy a lot. And I kind of always like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because she'll go, my mother died of a heart attack. I'm like, Nana was 99 and a half when she died.
You got to go out somehow.
Yeah, she didn't have a heart attack.
And totally. The half matters on that end, too,
totally.
By the way.
She just dropped.
Yeah.
And I think her heart just probably stopped.
It was like, this is the last one, right? Yeah, that's it right there. We took our last beat.
You crap a rib.
Listen, I know she's trying to get to 100, but I don't got it in me. I do not got it in me.
Is that
six
her heart?
Months shy.
Yeah, that's my heart.
I'm 6 months shy, guys. The fucking liver gave out 20 years ago.
I mean, let's count the 9 months she was in the womb because I was beaten. It's officially 100.
So I go, Mom, you don't have a heart problem. She goes, well, I'm wearing a monitor and they're going to figure out if I... So she was right. I guess her heart every few beats would kind of flutter or slow down a little.
But that was her whole life?
They don't know when it started. Okay. But
Irregular heartbeat, right?
Yeah, it had been going strong the past couple of years, and they said at your age eventually it could cause a stroke or something, so just throw the pacemaker in. And so they hadn't told me.
I don't know if I like that diagnosis.
Well, because wasn't it it was a bigger deal back in the day. I feel like when we were kids, like, you couldn't go near microwaves and shit, you know, stuff
yeah,
like
when
that,
they put
right?
a fucking metal box inside you that's electric.
It
yeah.
still says
sounds like a big deal.
It's still there's still places like I think she still has that.
I would get rid
that.
Of a microwave if I fucking had
can't
a pacemaker.
I wouldn't even have it in
there
the
goes,
house.
There goes chest bumps, man. I can't chest bump
can't chest bump anybody with a fucking old school pacemaker.
I thought you had to. Well, the reason they didn't she didn't tell me until the night before that she was getting one was because I had already flown in the summer to help her with a surgery that she had on her wrist, and I annoyed them because my parents don't that whole concept of we're gonna have kids and the kids will take care of us someday. My parents don't have enough self-esteem to even expect that. So when we start taking care of them, they're like, what are you fucking doing? Like, they're weirded out. They're like,
my
go live
your, not gonna be, she's like,
they're like,
oh.
go live your life. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And so they were so mad at me when I came home this summer that they're like, don't tell her about the pacemaker. She'll fly in. I can't take it, Ronnie.
Are you
and,
serious?
Yes. So they told
she
me.
Cares.
You get
she
there.
Cares. Your mom's got one leg. You're like, what the hell?
How long?
We didn't want to tell you.
She's just like a...
Happened in Vegas.
She's just like a torso with a head.
Jen, I could still play the slots.
I use my nose.
Just wheel me up to him. I'll
use
just
my chin.
Use my chin.
When she goes... So the pacemaker was not a big deal. This was the best part. It's actually not that funny. It's kind of funny. So they go in... with just a little needle and like through your shoulder. I thought it was like open heart surgery and they
yeah,
put
me too.
A thing the size of like a ticking clock.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's totally. A tiny, like those little batteries that you would never know where to buy them,
yeah.
those flat round ones.
You can get them at CVS.
Yeah,
oh, you can?
Or Rite Aid.
Oh, whenever you buy like a Christmas decoration, it comes with it. I'm like, guess I'll have to throw this out.
Yes, I know.
How do you find these?
This one's over now. Yeah.
I know. Okay.
Drugstores.
I thought you just couldn't buy them.
You got
them.
A whole rack of them.
That's like one of those weird things that
but
like...
But take it with you because there's a lot of sizes. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, there's tons.
Oh, so too much effort. I would literally rather throw something out and just not have it anymore.
That's good.
I mean, I'll recycle it or whatnot. Or give it to Goodwill. But
let them figure out the battery situation. What, do you got to be a goddamn scientist for these Christmas decorations?
Just pull it out of your mom's pacemaker. Ma, listen, we're trying to compete in the neighborhood here.
Get close. Let me charge this up real quick.
Just switch hers out. Jen, I'm telling you, it's not working.
It's fluttering like a son of a bitch.
She goes, my sister calls me. She goes, Mom's getting a pacemaker. I'm like, what? And she's like, tomorrow, so you can't fly in. And now you
So everyone knew. Yeah. So it wasn't the kids annoy them. It's just you.
Maybe it's me, yeah. So my mom calls me. She goes, I called her. She goes, it wasn't a big deal. I go, but it's not because I'm like, I'm just like trying to help out. Around. My mother will not accept that my father is like incapable of doing things because he's also her age and a little less mentally, like, I think all there, or like he would die if I heard me say that. But I mean, I feel like
he listens every week.
Yeah, he gets like more overwhelmed. And like if the doctor is telling her post care instructions, I don't trust him to like get it right. So I felt like when my mom had carpal tunnel wrist surgery this summer, one of her arms is going to be completely out of commission. The other one was still in pain, but they just don't do both at once. And so I was like, who's going to clean? Who's going to do this? And because she would complain, your father won't clean the bathtub. I'm like, he's 80. She's like, I've cleaned it all my life. I'm like, because that's what you did.
That's why you got carpal tunnel, bitch.
Exactly what I was going to say. It's why you got carpal tunnel, Ma.
She says she got it from pushing a fat woman in a
wheelchair.
She
got it from the slots. No. Okay, she got it from the fucking slots.
She got it from the slots.
She also was like a...
And high five.
She was also a secretary like the last 40 years of her life. And I'm like, you're on the computer all the time. And you're not sitting properly. And she goes, no, Jennifer, it wasn't that. I know the day it happened. There's this overweight...
The day it happened.
Yeah. The day.
There's an overweight woman at Foxwoods, and she's very rude. And she thinks the whole world needs to push her wheelchair. You'll be walking, and she'll go, push me. And I'm thinking, honey, so I pushed her, and I felt my arms burning, and I haven't been the same since. And
like she was doing reps. Like,
yeah, is that why they banned them from Foxwoods, you think?
They didn't get banned, right?
It's kind of a band.
She goes... I go, it's not from pushing a fat woman in a wheelchair. That's like, this is our argument around the dinner table. And my sister's like, Mom, it's from repetitive. And she's like, now I know why people who have chronic pain kill themselves. I would do it. I used to think it was a sin. I don't think so. I think it's an option. Now she's all into like, you should kill yourself.
She's reading Kevorkian books.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Subscribes to his blog.
So then I'm like, are you nervous about going under anesthesia? Because you're older now and it's a risk. She goes, if I could go somewhere once a week and just go under for a day and come back, I would find that so relaxing. So she's like straight up Michael Jackson. She's like, loves propofol. She's been under.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
That's the thing Michael Jackson died
from.
But
what is it?
It's anesthesia. Like you go under with propofol.
You should tell her to go to a sensory deprivation tank.
Yeah.
I mean, she might not get out of it, but no, she'll get into it.
She just likes the hard drugs.
She likes the drugs. All yeah. Right.
So you can put yourself out under, obviously you're supposed to be under some kind of doctor's
care.
No,
she wants to go somewhere. The way you would go to like a medical spa and have a deep tissue massage and then some supplements. She wants to go somewhere to relax on the
weekend.
One
night they just put
you
out.
They would just put you under for a while and then let you lay there and recover. I'm like, sounds like you have anxiety and what you're really searching for is like some relaxation.
Peace,
and she's like, no, she just, you know, we're never going to get through.
Maybe you stay out at a fucking casino. Maybe get rid of that out of your fucking life a little bit.
She loves the noises.
Yeah, it's giving her anxiety.
She thinks it's so funny. So we get her back home and she's like screaming like, Ronnie, clean the bathtub. I'm like, I'll clean the bathtub. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's getting in with his shoes. He's just making it dirtier.
He's got his putter.
He bought one of those as seen on TV. It looks like a big long back massager that's just like,
yeah.
And it's supposed to clean it. It doesn't do shit. It's just moving dirt around. And I'm like, let me wipe the we don't clean the cabinet with all these products. We wipe it with water. You're judging us, like going insane. I'm like, oh my God, I thought it was helping. You're not. We have a whole thing down. It's me and Ronnie. We take care of each other.
Aw,
like,
that's
sweet. But they don't.
But at least she thinks she does.
I'm like, this house is turning into Grey Gardens. They have so much stuff. It's like, if you open the cabinets, the dishes are like, there's so many of
shelves
them.
Shelves are bowing.
I'm like, guys, this is going to crash.
Yeah.
Let it crash. When you get to be age, you don't
Fuck
care.
You don't.
I'm like, okay.
I don't care now.
But they spend their days watching home makeover shows. I wish we had that. I'm like, you could. You just take one less dish.
So, take three dishes out of there. You got
there's
it.
Two of you.
You got some new shelves.
So I just stay in like a hotel down the street when I'm visiting them because it's just like there's so much stuff now. I couldn't sleep anywhere, you know? And so
no, it sounds like they bad? Don't want you in there.
What?
Is it that bad that
yeah,
the room
my
is
old,
stacked up?
My
with...
old bedroom is now where my dad goes on the computer and there's just stuff everywhere and it's a single bed and you can hear him snoring. It's too much. It's like I need my peace and quiet and watch TV at the end of the night. But when I went to the hospital, this is what I found out. My dad has a secret life. He goes to the hospital cafe every day for breakfast. So my mom goes into the little waiting area.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. He just goes there no matter what?
No matter what.
So, even when she's not there?
Yes. And it took me, like, it's hard to get things out of him.
It's so weird. That'd be the reverse for me, because when I'm older, I want to go every day to the golf course, even if I'm playing, and go to a little diner for breakfast.
Oh, totally.
That's, like, the best. I'd taken the kids, you know, we'll go, and then just go eat there. So, out of whatever, maybe he's trying to, like, get his, you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to take that, like, rewards card over from Foxwoods and parlayed over it. So when he's going in there, everyone's like, oh, this guy's a VIP. He's been down there in the cab.
He's completely VIP. I mean, it was so weird because they're sitting there. It's not the waiting room, but the place they take you when they start taking your vitals and they're about to push you into surgery. My mom's there. And that's the part with, I had surgery this year on my sinus. And it was like, I hate that part. We were like really nervous when it's like pre-anesthesia. And like, I just feel like, oh, here it comes. And I thought my mom would be nervous, but she wasn't.
No, because she wants to do it every week.
Yeah, she wants to go under. She was ready.
And the nurse comes over. She goes, "Do you want
to wake up? It's okay."
She goes, "Do you want a warm
blanket?" Bye, Jennifer. If you want to take an hour and a half lunch break, go ahead.
She goes, the nurse goes, "Do you want me to bring you a warm blanket?" I'm fine. I get hot.
Always say yes to the warm
blanket.
That's
what I said. She goes, "I get hot flashes, Jennifer. They never stopped after menopause." I'm like, okay. So then she's.
You know I'm pregnant.
80.
So then my dad comes in and he's sitting with us. And then I felt sad because I was like totally just, I'm like, you wait in the waiting room. And I'm in there with my pad and pen like, and what else, doctor? And I'm writing down everything. And mom's like, where's Ronnie? I'm like, he's out in the waiting room. And she's like, well, bring him in here. I'm like, oh, all right, dad, you want to come in? He's like, yeah, what the hell? I'm just sitting out there. So,
I've been with her for 62 right. years.
I'm not allowed in the room now.
Where were you with the carpal tunnel, Jenny?
So he sits down next to her. And she's just like, oh, hi, Ronnie. And she's got her little, like, they put, you know, your hair in a thing. Mm-hmm. And she goes, it's sort of like Auschwitz in here, isn't it?
And I go, shut your mouth.
I go, what? And she goes, it's so impersonal. I go, that wasn't the number one complaint. Auschwitz.
I was going to say, I don't know if the vibe was impersonal that was going around Auschwitz.
I survived Auschwitz. You know what the number one problem there was? Hospitality.
I said, Mom, they just offered
no one
you,
said hi. I don't understand.
They offered you
very
a warm blanket. You turned it down. It's not true. Like Auschwitz. She goes, Jennifer, and now meanwhile, I'm recording them 24/7. The entire story I've told you, I record them the entire time I talk to them.
Video?
Yeah, because
I'm sure that doesn't give them any anxiety, that camera.
They literally don't care. They have no response to it because I'm doing it because I want to document every second with them in case anything happens. And you just never know when they're going to give you gold.
No offense. Yeah. What do you mean in case anything happens? Well, sooner like, or later, something's yeah, happening.
You mean when?
Well, quicker than I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Because your grandma lived to be 99 and a half.
But I don't, you know, I only see them 4 times a year. So I'm like, who knows? Like, I just like to document things. And so, you know, and they know I'm very respectful. I don't put it anywhere, but I will tell the story. And so my mom was like, she's just like the camera's rolling and she's like, edit that out. What I'm trying to say. Okay.
edit
that
out.
We'll cut that in post.
So then my dad this whole time has been sitting next to her, but it like takes sound a while to travel to him. He goes, what did she say? She goes, I said it was like Auschwitz. He goes, oh, Jesus Christ, Joanne. She says the craziest, stupid things. This isn't like Auschwitz. But he's yelling it louder. I'm like, well, now everyone can hear
right,
me.
Yeah.
And she's like, Ronnie, he gets so upset about nothing. Like, he even cares about that. I was just saying. It's, you know what I meant to say? It's like cattle. I feel like I'm being herded like cattle. I go, okay.
That's quite
now we're getting it. Now I get you.
She was just like, there's five people all in a bed and it's very routine. And, you know, to be honest, it's less like any of that. And it's more like a fast-paced mani-pedi place where it's just like a line of women getting all the same procedures. It's not like cattle or Auschwitz. So my dad goes, you put that on the internet? I go, no. He goes, put it up. Dude, let people know. you know, let them know.
What's the internet? What's the remember?
What's the internet,
what's
saying,
the internet
about
saying about me?
Someone goes, edit that out. But oh, they'll understand the content. Like they don't even care. I'm going, I've been recording for 40 minutes. Do you care? I don't know. What are you going to do?
Who has a bigger response on the internet, Ronnie or Joanne?
Ronnie's internet fame is unparalleled. My mom only has like TV like specials fame, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which isn't, as we all know, is fleeting, and you don't really get a sense of how many people really feel connected as you do with a podcast.
Yeah.
And so I didn't put any of this up on the internet, but that was their thing. And so my dad and I go to the, he was like, you couldn't wait for my mother to go into. He's like, okay, are you ready? Can we go now? Okay. He goes, you want to go to breakfast with me? And like, he's showing me like.
Oh, he's stoked.
Yeah. And I go, yeah, where are we going? He goes,
my new Foxwoods.
He goes, the cafeteria. I'm like, oh, that's gross. He's like, it's real nice, Jen. He's not wrong. It's actually very clean and like modern.
Yeah.
And we go down there. There's this old man behind there. He's like, hey, Smitty, or whatever the guy's name is. He's like, Ronnie. I'm like, wait, have you been here before with mom? Were you here earlier? He's like, no, I just come in the other day. I go, was mom? I like asking him 70 times. He goes, I just come here, all right, Jennifer? I go, with who? Myself. He's my friend. So he just sits and talks to the short order cook. But so I'm sitting there next to my dad, and the guy, literally, he's about 80 as well, just eyeing me. And I mean, it's not like I came to the hospital in like a fucking low cut dress. It's like 7 in the morning, and I'm in sweatpants, and he's
You're
like,
good in that turban, girl.
Is that Mozart wig? I'm getting all horny.
She must be doing surgery.
I saw him live.
Oh, my God. So he goes, hey, and he gives me his weird look, and he's like, he said something like, Ronnie didn't tell me about you. He's like, good for you, Ronnie, about half your age. And I go, I'm his daughter. And he goes, oh, I was going to say
what?
And he goes, I was going to say, like, you're the one, he's the one getting the, you know, good deal out of this. I go, are you joking? It was just so, like.
And what's your dad saying? Is he laughing or just nothing?
It's nothing. Yeah. It's just like, with everything going on in the world, I'm just like, I got to let these old dudes have it. Like,
he's checking the soup of the day, you know?
He doesn't care his daughter's getting harassed. I'm like, I got to deal with the people my own age that could learn something. Like, these people are. But I'm just loving that, like, he's still living in a world where you see a woman, she's a sexual object, and you just tell her about
it. And you say that.
Yeah, and I said, I'm his daughter. And he's like, I didn't. And I go, Dad, did he really not know you have a daughter?
Oh, so you available?
Yeah. We're together now.
I got benefits, you know. That was the breakup that she went through.
I said, Dad, I go, so we're sitting down. I go, the guy totally harassed me in front of you. He's like, oh, he's just. I go, he's like, well, yeah, maybe that was harassment. And I go, but you come here every day. He's your friend. He doesn't. Because I said to my dad earlier, you come here every day and talk to this guy. What do you talk about? He goes, life. So then when I sat there, I go, so this guy's your friend. You have a wife of 60 years and a daughter who's 44. He didn't know about that. He goes, I don't know. We don't talk about everything. So it's like he legitimately talks about life. And I know what they're talking about. I know what they're talking about.
What are they talking about?
No. Women? Trump.
This
is his secret Trump buddy.
Gotcha.
You got to find him where you can get him. Because they weren't talking a lot with me there. It was just a very, I ruined the vibe. Because I was like, I don't get what you get from this guy. He's ignoring you. I mean, you know, well, I'm not your girlfriend.
He was making a grilled cheese.
That's just Fontina cheese.
So my dad was like, oh, no, he's a good guy. But my dad got all excited. Like, he really wanted me to like the place. And I was like, how often do you come here? He's like, 5 days a week. I go, does mom know that you come and eat an entire breakfast? Because I'm like, you
came
so
much. I'm here on Smitty's schedule. What's your weekend? Tuesday, Wednesday?
All right, I'll be here Thursday and fucking Monday, Smitty.
That's what he does. I go, Dad, you've gained so much weight. You're eating like 9 meals a day. He's like,
has he put on a lot of weight?
Oh, my God.
From the cafeteria?
He's like, there's no diners anymore. This is a good diner. I go, you could drive like 10 minutes into Boston. He's like, nah. This is good. This is good. It's real old-fashioned. I mean, he's kind of right. But my mom probably has no idea that he eats an entire breakfast and an entire breakfast at home. So I told her, I'm like, Mom, Dad's going to he's got a whole secret life in the cafeteria. She goes, I know. He's got all kinds. Jennifer, he's had secrets his whole life. That's just how it is.
Have you met Nancy? Lovely woman. You have a brother. Do you know you have a brother, Jen?
She starts going into some crazy, like, drug rant about, like...
This is post-surgery?
Yeah, like, men have secrets, and we don't know our father, but she does, and the story she could tell us. Like, she loves to throw him under the bus, and then throw you under the bus when you try to do the duties that he's supposed to be doing. Get out of here! He's my soulmate, and we don't need your help. You know, he's a real... He's done some stuff that isn't so great. I won't tell you. Like, so, I don't know what their deal is.
He laundered money through that golf course, Jen, for 35 years.
I won't tell you, she says.
Yeah.
You remember she'll tell you that, but she won't tell you what it is.
When you were filling those fucking soda cans, there's probably some racket running there.
And he had me do it, so my fingerprints were in it. Well, I told her about the pervy guy at the cafeteria. I go, he didn't even know Dad had a wife or a daughter. He's hitting on me. She goes, you know what, Jennifer? You know they say not all men. I finally come to realize it's all men. And then she just burst out fucking laughing. And I bought her these Chanel sunglasses for her birthday. It was like her first expensive pair of anything. And she just put them on after she said that like a baller.
That's hilarious.
She had a glass of Chanel. Oh, yeah. This was a totally separate day. So a month later, I come home for her 80th birthday. And because she was like in so much pain from the surgery that she'd had, she didn't want to go to a restaurant. She was like, I don't feel myself. I hate that I'm 80. Just go to your sister's and order pizza and have cake. I'm like, great. So then I was like, did I ever tell you that Dad is this weird friend? And she's like, I don't know. The secrets I have. And then she just said that weird thing that it is all men. And she just put her glasses on and laughed hysterically and then just had a sip of champagne.
So you said you could guess. What do you think the guess is?
I don't know. And I think when my mom said all men, she was in her own way saying, like, almost the way we would say white privilege. Like, I don't own slaves, but obviously the problem is on my, the burden is on me as well to continue to not be racist. You know what I mean? And to realize that, like, I can drive a car 100 miles an hour and it's going to go differently than a black guy, you know? And I think my mom was...
I'm not following the comparison.
It's just like the Auschwitz thing. It just trickles down to the next generation.
I am not following.
I think I get what you mean.
It is all men. I'm not following.
She wasn't saying every man is a pervert, but she was saying, like, men run the world still. Like, that kind of thing. And so she was like...
They're all the same.
No, I think she was just saying, like, we don't... Like, she was saying herself as an 80-year-old woman. The men in her life, because of what she grew up under, were really all the same to her. I might have a different experience.
Gotcha.
But in a general way, as long as she's going to be alive on the planet, like... Women,
for her, it's been... Women, it has been all men.
Yeah, women have not taken over yet. Right. And so the secrets, I'm assuming it's the same shit that happened with Smitty or whatever. Like... I'm sure my dad, when he was younger and more virile, if that's the right use of the word.
Not sure. I don't know
if I've ever heard that word.
I've heard of viral.
Viral?
But
viral?
Maybe.
No.
But listen, my vocabulary does not mean you're wrong. Okay. Just so you know.
A good t-shirt. Isn't viral like you're still horny and you have sperm?
It may very well.
No, it's...
thought that was feral, like cats.
I'm going to look it up. But anyway, so I think he was probably like a bit of a bum pincher or flirt. I mean, did he have an affair?
I've never heard bum pincher before. I had to process it.
Someone... Viral. Of a man having strength, energy, and a strong sex drive.
Boom.
Oh, there
well
you go.
Done, Jen Kirkman.
There you go.
Is that the phonetic way to say it?
I don't know how to read phonetics. Is it viral? Because viral
I would
be
viral's
weird.
Right, yeah. No,
I think it's
right.
Viral.
Yeah.
And they say bald men are some of the most virile men. That's the... God take away, he gives you something else.
And your dad's bald? Has been bald?
No. It was just something someone
hair.
Told
I was
me.
Gonna say,
looks
yeah.
like Kennedy, but
he
fat.
He doesn't look like Kennedy. He looks like Ted Kennedy.
Ted Kennedy.
Like, he always went on these business trips once a year, and it would always be all these, like, hot women around him. Like, I don't know what business trip it was. It was like the Groundskeepers Association, and they go to Vegas for a week.
Oh, the GA, yeah.
The GA. Yeah. And then he would just have all... I don't know, because he's kind of like a prudish guy too, so like he never came off as like this lady killer, but my mom is like insisting to me that he has this girlfriend at Foxwoods and that she flirts with him, and I said, but you're mean to Dad, you pick on him, and he likes the woman that's nice to him, so if you can, you know, he's not going anywhere because you're 80, and he probably can't.
He doesn't get around that well anyway.
I mean, and then she'll say weird things like, trust me.
I'll tell you this much. I'm not pushing you in a wheelchair, Ron. Not with these
not
wrists.
With this carpal tunnel.
She's like, trust me. He has nothing to offer them anymore. I'm like, okay, I don't want to hear about Dad's dick. But she's like, He's like, Joanne, what the things you say to the kids? And he's just sitting over there. And she's like, I said, Mom, my sister and I are both like, the women are nice to him. That's why he's flirting with them. But can't you use that as like kind of a game? Like, not have an open marriage, but let him flirt and then fucking own it. Like, if he's going to flirt all day with Nancy at the casino, put your red dress on that night, throw on some lipstick and wow him. You know,
Mom,
use it to get a little competitive.
Listen, you can borrow the Mozart wig. You want to go out there and really do it up.
The wig. Borrow it.
You want men falling all over you?
Shit, make girl. Sure I get that back.
Now, you make fun of me, but we will not discuss it on the podcast. But before we went on air, Jay was telling me an acquaintance of
on
his.
Air.
On air. Why do I keep saying that? An acquaintance of Jay's that asked me out a couple weeks ago, and I just couldn't even recognize being asked out, so I just kind of blew it off. But you think I don't have game, but this Mozart wig,
you know
people
what I mean?
Like
you're
it.
Right. That's
people
right.
like it, though. She's weird. She likes costumes.
Listen, yeah. A lot of people have games. Some people don't have good game, but it's still game.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with that. I asked Dad, I'm like, Dad, don't flirt with other women. He's like, what do you think I like these women? And I believe him. They're not.
I think he might like the attention, you know?
He just likes
anyone
being nice to
him. If he's not going
to
be fucking other women, like if he's not pumping Viagra in his system.
No.
Then he's probably just enjoys the attention. It's like a different ice cream flavor every day coming
out.
But
my dad's always
and if your wife picks on you all the time, you like, you know, who knows how long that's always been going on. You might be like, oh, it's just nice to be around someone that likes me.
Right.
Well, I also
positive energy.
My friend told me recently that, you know, a bunch of their couple friends are getting divorced. They are divorced.
Yeah.
And both of the women from those relationships have gotten into new relationships and are happier than they've ever been in their life because they got exactly what they wanted. And it wasn't what they had before. Like, you sometimes get in and you don't understand what it is that you want until you're with someone. You're like, this ain't what I want.
Oh.
I'm not saying your dad doesn't want to be with your mom, but if your mom is always this way and all of a sudden they see, like, why this woman, she asked me how I'm doing.
Yeah, and they think
Sully might be giving it too, you know?
They laugh at his dumb jokes and stuff, but at the end of the day, like.
So now they talk about the
right,
man.
Exactly.
So
that's why he's like, I'm going to go hang out at the cafeteria.
But he's still like, at the end of the day, like, thinks my mom's the most beautiful woman. He calls her Marilyn, you know, like Marilyn Monroe, you know, she's got her white hair and the thing. Yeah. And so.
That white hair must run into the
So like, it's totally, but I'm also just be nicer to him. She's like, But they're totally fine. But then my mom will get male attention. She doesn't like it. My dad loves it.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, all the men like her.
He likes that she gets hit on still?
But the way she gets hit on isn't like fun. It's like annoying. A Chinese
Do you
man
know
grabbed
where the
my bum in the elevator.
Is. Oh, really?
I'm like, you don't have to say he's Chinese. That is irrelevant to the story. Any race of man is capable of grabbing you in an elevator. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Well, I just think, you know, I don't know, but he's.
I saw him at Pai Gow, and then he came over.
We met eyes from the slot.
She's like, I saw he was trying to rub my boob, and I know what you're doing. I guess there's a lot of men at Foxwoods that give kind of a weird hug hello, where like their hands.
Oh, really? At casinos?
Like the, what was that pastor that did that to?
Yes, it was totally Ariana Grande.
Thank you.
Grandy.
Is what I've heard recently. I know.
Well, it's my mother hangs out with these degenerates. She's like, we hang out with this Italian man, and he's very into his looks. And I love that culture. They do their hair nice. They're always looking pristine. And he used to be in the mob. I go, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. I go, I'm reading a lot of mob stuff. Like, there's no use to. You're in it for life.
That's it.
Or your witness protection.
Damn right.
So he's in some podunk Rhode Island pretending to be the mob. But he's not in the mob because he wouldn't tell you. Yes, he is. And she fights for it. And my father's like, Jennifer, why are you gonna just let her think he's in the mob, for Christ's sake? He's driving like, that's how I survived this. Like, just let her think anything. And I'm like,
that's how I survived.
I'm like,
unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Like, the three ring circus going on over there.
I'm like, I read James Comey's book and he broke up the Costa Nostra or whatever. And you are mob for life. My dad goes, you read that James Comey book? He's not a good guy. I'm like, I'm reading a Republican's book and I'm in trouble.
Right.
Like, when did that happen? And I was like, I told my sister, I'm like, I let it slip. I'm reading Comey's book. She's like, are you crazy? I hit it. When he comes over, she hides a book.
My God.
Scared. I'm still scared.
So that's them. But I'm going to see them in a couple days.
Are they up or are they down right now? Do you know?
No, they haven't gotten there yet. They'll get there tomorrow. But I fucking... It's supposed to be a crazy thunderstorm on Wednesday.
Where do they
the
stay?
Bellagio, which I love because it's the only hotel that doesn't have the unts music everywhere you go.
Okay.
And we go to a little Italian restaurant off the strip that's actually cool. Really good. And it's like everything. You know, Frank Sinatra used to eat here. No, he didn't. But okay, sure. Maybe.
Yes, sir. Our friend at Foxwoods told us.
They were in the
mountain. Yeah, what happened at Foxwoods where they stripped all the points and stuff? Why?
Just because. They weren't gambling
anymore. Oh, they just weren't.
It would
going
be like
enough.
If you didn't refill your Starbucks card and you used to get a free drink all the time because you used it a lot, and then you're like, "Where's the free drink?" I thought it was because we were friends. Like they thought the VIP treatment they took very personally. They felt they were VIPs, and I'm like, "You're VIP if you pay." And it offended her to the reality of how pay for play.
And Vegas is what? If you come out once a year because they know you're not in local, then you can just keep on getting your points and stuff. So it's better for them.
No, the Vegas thing is like somehow the Foxwood points transfer.
Oh.
Like they're somehow tied in with the Bellagio. But I think they're like using their own money for that kind of thing. But yeah, I don't really understand.
It's good
understand
to get their
80-year-old
bodies in that heat, though.
They love that heat.
They should love that heat. It keeps you alive. That's why old people go to Florida and stuff.
I'm in a phase
can't
in my
be
life.
Fucking 80 in some Massachusetts winter. You can't do that all
I know.
The time.
Right. They go out for 9 days a year. It's not like there's summer.
It's their fucking migration, bro.
They're not migrating. It's beautiful back east right now.
I know,
now.
It's not even like cold.
They're like penguins. Roddy goes out to get the food while she stays at the
and
slots.
Maybe hooks up with some other bird. Who knows?
He finds a hospital in Vegas. He finds a diner.
I'm going to go get something to eat down at LBH.
Is there a cafeteria near Triage anywhere?
Near Triage.
Triage is the best word. Is Triage like the trauma unit where
it's
really good?
It's a great word. It's not a good place. Yeah.
Not what you want to be. Yeah.
Well, someday we'll all be there.
Yeah, we'll all get to Triage, I hope.
I had a friend. Oh, no. That didn't happen to me. Never mind. Sorry. I was going
to. It was someone else?
Yeah. It was a friend of a friend. Anyway, someone I know. Had a heart attack and died, and they said there was nothing like on the other side, but in a nice way, like in a very calming way.
Wait, what?
And they survived.
They came back?
And they came back, but there was
they
no
flat-lined?
White light. Yeah, there was no white light, but they said maybe they weren't dead long enough, but they had this moment where they were like...
Did they know?
They
the
had
brain
a moment.
Tell them, like, this is it?
They had a moment where they were like, ow, because they'd already had a heart attack and they were brought to the hospital, and then they were like, ow, oh God, I'm so tired, I just wish I could fall asleep, ugh. It was like that kind of feeling.
Huh.
And then it was death for 2 minutes or whatever. And then they were brought back and they were like,
nothing.
Oh, I died, I think. And they told him, you died. And he was like, oh, that was pretty good. Like, I'm not scared anymore.
Your mother's like, that's what I want. Once a week. Just
once
die
a week,
for
just
2 minutes.
That just gave me like crazy anxiety.
I know. But I have anxiety about.
But there was nothing.
Afterlife.
So I don't. I'm obviously no one's an expert. I want to fucking.
He said it was peaceful. It's very peaceful.
I feel like a lot. I've read and seen some things where they say like when someone's on fire, like even though they're actually screaming and shit.
What are you reading?
I'm trying to get
fire?
At this. I read
know.
About this about that stuff, and even though your physical reactions are the screams and stuff, that the internal is actually peaceful and all that stuff. Like, even though you're clutching and grabbing and going on the ground, like, it sounds like peaceful. But I've always thought the white light was just, like, you know, the circle closing. That, yeah. I never thought it was this, like magical, like, come to...
Yeah, no, it's, MD, like, it's that MDMA. You know the drug people take?
It's, yeah, people it's, come on here and have talked about it quite a bit.
It's naturally occurring when you die. It's the last fireworks show, I think, to soothe
you. I think that
you.
Is it.
And I think this guy was saying it was pre that, but he got that feeling of just, like, falling asleep, and it felt very peaceful. He felt his body was doing something to protect him. Mm. So I think we're all going to be fine. However, not into it, and now I'm scared.
But not into what?
That.
Death?
Part of life.
I don't ever, ever, ever think about death.
Never?
Ever.
It's
ever.
Like every 2 hours.
I think about that. When it comes, that's when it will be, and that's what's determined for me, and that's what's going to happen.
I'm so envious.
I mean, why would you ever think about it?
I don't try to. It just comes into my head. Like, if I wake up to pee in the middle of the night, I'm like, huh, what if I die right now, and it takes 5 minutes, and it's really scary, no one will know.
I just want to specifically ask you your question. I hear what you're saying. I think maybe you mean the way or the time or whatever, but do you never think about it with like life insurance or a living will? Like, well, that's
no.
All that stuff is built around.
No,
death.
I know. Yeah, of course. No.
You don't go. You haven't done that?
Kate does. Kate
oh.
has.
There you go.
So he puts it on her.
No, I mean, I don't have life insurance right now, but I just don't think about it because I don't. I just don't think I'm going to die anytime soon. You know what I mean? I could. I know I could.
No, I hear
and
you.
And I'm not saying, I don't, I'm saying as far as like being a parent with kids, it's not responsible that I don't have life insurance right now. Yeah, I get that. At the same time, the idea of me not being alive like anytime soon never crossed my mind. And the idea just then of trying to think about the moment or just not being alive gave me crazy anxiety because I'm like, oh yeah, that's just not something I think about because I don't even, I don't, I want to be around for a long time. I guess so I just don't think about it.
That's
I,
good.
I think see, these things force you to. You know, I'm in the middle of filling mine out right now. Like, and it's like you have to put everything down, everything you can think of. And sure. I put shit in there like, you know, hook me up to car, whatever it takes. Keep my ass
keep
alive.
You up, really?
And then I also specifically put in there I wanted to have my ashes sprinkled on the Wye River in Maryland.
Oh, nice.
And it, see, in my mind, it's a nice thing, too. Like, it's going to be this thing with my daughter. Hopefully, my grandkids, her kids are going in spring. But it's probably going to be like a nightmare adventure for them.
Like yeah,
fucking dad wanted this guy. You know what I mean?
That. They'll never forget. Yeah,
they've exactly. all, like, lived in, they've moved to Bali
but it
for
makes
some
you think that, you know?
But,
it
yeah.
makes
you but that's a specific thing you're doing that makes you think about death.
I'm, right.
She's talking about getting up in the middle of the night and thinking about death. She's talking about, you know what I mean? I'm never... It's never even, it just doesn't, it's not something that like,
so
crosses
jealous.
My mind.
I'm so jealous. I don't try
I mean,
try
I don't, certainly don't, no offense. I don't never think about it. I certainly think about
yeah,
it.
Because no
it was so prevalent in my life. The first
right,
years
everyone
of my
drops.
Life was everyone dying early.
Yeah.
And thank God it's been a gap since then. but man.
Oh, I don't like that. Can I say on a separate note that both of you have beautiful skin and really no wrinkles? I'd just like to say that.
Thanks, Jen. I definitely have wrinkles, but
I don't see them from here. There's no deep lines.
I was. I'm you know what's funny is I was thinking throughout this time that you have always had great skin, mm-hmm. and I was like, I keep saying, I've said it probably four times in my head. Make sure you ask Jen what she uses that because she's got such great skin.
I'll tell you what.
I use Kiehl's in the shower, and then I use this Kiehl's thing that Kate got me afterwards because I've been recently been like, I got to take, I've had good skin as a kid,
yeah.
but like, I don't want to, I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do my hair. You know, like dudes are like getting their hair done now. Like,
what do you mean done?
Like getting hair.
Oh.
You don't need it. You've got all the hair.
Yeah, what the fuck
but
do
I'm
you need
super
up there?
Thin. I remember the,
really?
It doesn't look it.
You look like a lion.
I remember doing Conan one time.
That was more Jaguar.
I remember.
Now I know what you're like if you were a 50-year-old horny woman.
That's what I feel like sometimes.
He was such a Samantha.
He
just
could be that woman. anyway, you know, like sometimes, as I don't know if this happened to either of you, Rye's got thick hair just and a lot shorter, but I was going on TV and the woman goes, oh, okay. And she got out this like powder. Like that they spray, and then they spray it in your hair so it like kind of makes your scalp dark so it makes it look like you have more hair when you're on TV. And I was just like, oh, I'm there, huh?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm just really shocked. I'm not even trying to be nice. I don't see it.
That's cool.
I sit across from you, and I don't see it.
Well, my skin is good because I've
had
bad
on,
skin.
Guys, so.
I got a hair hat on. That's why he didn't mention my wig because he's wearing one. He didn't want to like draw attention. I've had like I had adult acne. I didn't have it as a teenager. I got cystic acne, did Accutane twice, and now I'm on a pill to make sure my skin doesn't break out.
Oh wow!
And I've been on it forever.
Well, it works.
And then because I had the acne for so long, I had to get like laser things to get the scarring off because I just had like red dots.
Oh, okay.
So I've had a lot of like shit done, and then I get a facial once a month, and I put my money into the creams and the
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
But I got Botox on my forehead, but it doesn't look too crazy.
No.
The reason I got it, it wasn't because of wrinkles. I got this weird, it looked like I woke up like.
Now I'm just staring at you. Sorry. I'm just looking at what you're talking
enjoy.
About.
I woke up one day with a dent, a dent in my forehead.
That you never had before?
I swear to God, I was
like. Sprinkled overnight into a dent?
I thought maybe I slept on the pillow weird. And I was like, and I went to my dermatologist. I was like. There's some weird thing, like maybe I was like saying all these. I was like, maybe
your
I lost some weight
in.
And my head's caving in. She's like, that's a wrinkle. I'm like, but it's not a wrinkle. It's like a dent. And she's like, so they just look different. And I'm like, so what do I do? Well, I have it forever. She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, you got to do something about it. Because it looked so odd that it would make people just kind of stop and look like, what was that?
Look at that. Her head's
yeah, sunk. So they gave me Botox in the forehead. I was like, don't make it look like I have Botox.
Yeah.
But you can't, the first couple months you can't really
you know what
that's I why I have bangs
you know what I think it was for me is when I was a kid I had two older sisters and they used to use this apricot apricot scrub.
Yes!
I still use it. St. Ives.
Yeah,
that's
St.
what
Ives.
I use.
One
I love
of the best.
It. That's what I
yeah,
use.
And so that was what I used my whole life. So I honestly, I can't ever remember having
exfoliation's
like,
important.
Yeah, I was lucky that I never had like a lot of acne.
I did. I had a lot of acne growing up.
It's such a bitch.
I was on what was the cream that did real well, and then it became a good cream sold
Neosporin.
Out of Mexico
Neosporin.
For wrinkles.
Yes.
What is it? You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, because that's the
it
reason.
It shifted to, from an acne cream
it's
to a wrinkle
cream. It's an acid.
And I also use this thing called Cleosin.
Retin-A.
Yeah, that's it. Retin-A. Cleosin T
I
also
used. I took
that
too.
And it was like a glass bingo dabber.
Yep.
It was, and you would dab it, but my skin was
outsider.
So...
outsider.
My skin was so, sorry whoever I just kicked, was so sensitive that it started peeling my skin. It burned. It burned that
same.
Layer off. And then I
you're
had
like
to start adjusting.
You like the dude
adjusting.
From Raiders of the Lost Ark, man.
But the Retin-A worked really, really well. It melted my face off.
That's what. But I read an article for anyone listening who cares about skincare. They say you get one of two things. You're either a wrinkle person or an acne person, or you're just Jay and you're perfect. But
I'll get wrinkles,
if
probably.
You have had acne, you'll get wrinkles a little later because usually the stuff you had to put on your face was anti-wrinkles. So we were doing that in our 20s, preventing wrinkles.
Right.
We
my dad
know.
Was on it, man. My dad took us to a dermatologist in the city. Like we drove, you know, all the way from the county into the city to go to this thing. And all of us, he took care of us, man. He was on point with all that shit.
Yeah,
so I'm glad he introduced it to me early because I didn't know. I just was like.
And you can't use that store-bought shit.
Yeah, I was using Oxy pads. You know, and my dad's like, it's not working. None of that's doing anything.
You can't have a son. You got to get, your son's going to get laid. Like, let's do this.
Yeah.
He knew what was
my
going on.
My dad was on point.
He knew it was happening.
Yeah.
That's how you get ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how I got off on that, but anyway, you all look great.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Why is it so quiet all of a sudden?
I don't know. I just was sitting back.
We're all so old now. We're just like.
Is there anything else you'd like to share? It's been a pleasure having you on again.
Oh my God. It's.
Do you know how many times this is?
No. Six?
Five, six, seven for Jen Kirkman?
No.
I know.
One of our most repeat
guests. I know
guests.
I've done. One time, then I did the time that my dad hit his head. I came back and talked about it, and then I came to the other studio. So I know this is five.
Mm-hmm.
It's not less than five. It may be five exactly. It may be six. Maybe some fan out there knows.
Some fan.
I think it's five. Yeah.
Say it.
Some fan. I don't. I wish I had something else. I kind of have no exciting things. Have I met? No.
Are you still going to the pool at the hotel?
No. I. Something changed in me, and I think it's like...
So clearly, something changed in me.
I went through the last time I had the membership was maybe the last time I talked about it, and I just lost my shit one day. I was like, if I see another fucking pool, palm tree, or I want back in New York, I need to be cold, I need to wear sweaters, yeah. And I just left. Like, I just took this job in New York last year, I was gone most of last year and this year, and then the year before that, I was going to New York as much as I fucking could. I just, now I like put the AC on 68. I have the shades drawn. Like, I want weather.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
We don't have, we used to have seasons here and we really don't anymore. And I think it's also like a lady in her 40s and 50s. Like, I'm not in menopause, but I'm sure those hormones are going. I'm hot all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be in the sun.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like,
it's funny you say that because now I always in my office have the shades open so the sunlight comes in.
Yeah.
And then in like the last 2 weeks I've just been wanting weather so goddamn bad.
Yeah.
I just like I turn the lights on. There's nothing I like more. The only thing I like more than lights on, I remember as a kid going to school and it would be a rainy day or a snow day and we'd have to have the lights on during the day inside. I fucking loved it. But the only thing I love more than lights on during the day.
Specific thing. I'm like, right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Was candles lit during the day.
Oh my God.
That's the greatest thing in the
world.
That's
my greatest indulgence. Yeah. I have candles all over my house. It will burn down one day. It's a condo. It's not a house. But I burn them like a scented one in the morning when I get up. And then if I'm home writing, I just put candles on because it makes me happy.
Yeah.
And there's actually that moment where I go, I can't put candles on. It's not dark out. I'm like, you're a grown up. You can do whatever you want.
I love candles lit during the day.
Oh my God. You would love my place. It's Candle City.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, I live in a place called Candle City. I bring a sleeping bag.
It's right next to Studio City.
And in between Party City and Studio City.
I just, you know, they say, and they, I don't know, our bodies want to hibernate naturally during this time of year. And so that instinct is correct to like eat warmer foods and like, I need it. Like, hurry up with the getting dark. Get dark at 5. I love it.
Oh, I know. Don't like that. No,
you
I
don't.
I'm a night person. I am a night person.
So you don't
but
like
I don't.
Guy, he wears night pants.
I wear
man.
Night pants.
Yeah, that's
I don't. I don't need more hours of it. You know what I mean? I'm cool if it gets dark at 8:30 or 9 and stays dark until 6 a.m. I'm good with that. I don't need more of the dark.
Something's happening where I'm becoming a morning person. I love right before dawn, and I love right before the sun sets. Like,
it's
I love those
dusk
transitional
and dawn,
dusk.
Yeah.
I
think it's a movie if you're looking for the other word.
I don't know what it is. I just love those transitional times. There's a new kind of disorder that's the opposite of seasonal affective. It's for people that don't like it too
dusk
nice.
Dusk disorder?
Out.
Is that what
it is? Dusk to dawn. It's called... They
DDD?
Don't, they don't like
D.
anything.
Dusk
ever.
Till dawn disorder. No,
it's called unhappy.
It's called severe depression. So they don't like any time of day. No, but they don't like when it's too nice out because it feel you feel like the pressure. Like if I'm inside writing and it's
get
nice
over
out,
yourself,
I feel
people.
Wrong.
Jesus Christ.
I hate when it's sunny out. I feel like there's a whole world out there. People
well, there is.
Well, you know
what? Get out in it.
No, you know what?
Yeah, that's what'll get rid of the depression. Get your wig on and head out, goddammit.
Let's take a surfing lesson with a wig on.
You know what? I say it all the time to Kate because she's like, what should we do with the kids today? And I go, you know what we're going to do today? We're going to leave the doors open. We're going to put music on. We're just going to hang in the house. If we lived in Massachusetts, we'd be doing that. Right. 150 days a year.
Yes.
Because you can't go outside. So, like, L.A. and Southern California and anywhere there's a warm climate makes you feel guilty. Like, you should be out enjoying it. You live here. And it's like, sometimes it's nice to just be like, nah, I think we just want to, like, hang here. Like, for us, especially because we have such busy lives. Well, like, Kate said to me the other day, she goes, what do we have planned for tomorrow? I'm like, nothing. And you know what
no
we're going to do? Nothing. We're going to put on music. We're going to make breakfast. We're going to do puzzles. We're going to build blocks. We're just going to chill.
So relaxing.
And it's the best. And then it'll be like, I remember this was yesterday or Saturday. It was like 10:30. I'm like, I'm just going to take Reed and go grab coffee. Or I took River. I'm like, I'm just going to go grab coffee. And she's like, all right. Boom. I leave for like an hour. Go out for an hour. Go get coffee. I sit with her. She eats a banana. We talk to people. Then I go home. What
talk
have you guys been
people.
Doing? Yeah, all the time. That's all I ever do.
Hey, come on over.
Well, it's easy. When you have a kid, a lot of people want to come over.
Yeah,
and see
but don't
your kids,
you want to go get away, you creeps?
Well,
oh, like you, other people with kids.
Well, you also need to teach your kids how to talk
no,
to some
I'm just
people.
Talking to,
yeah.
You don't know this.
Everyone's not.
I talk to every single human being I see.
No, sometimes I get like that, and it's really fun. It just depends on the environment. Like, if I'm, like, stressed and getting off a plane, like, I don't want to talk, but if I, like, go, especially if I go to another country or something or another city by myself and I sit at the bar, like, not like, oh, I want to be picked up, but I might talk to, I love, like, an older married couple next to me.
Oh, I love talking
and
to
And I'm
them.
Just, like, I just start talking to them, like, what are you guys doing for visiting
start
my
ripping
daughter?
Them down like you do your parents?
I start cleaning. Hey, how many dishes you got in those shelves?
I'm like, I do the same thing. They're a weekend. Like, I find it... Because being a single parent, I have my daughter every other weekend, and I'm put the pressure on myself, like, we got to get out, we got to do stuff. But in the summer, my building has a great pool, and I was like, you know what, fuck it. We leave the doors open, we just run up and down the stairs, yeah, swim, get
awesome.
Out when we want, we
that's
grill.
That's fucking awesome.
Like, let's go up and grab some lunch real quick, then we go back and swim, and just, you know, just one of those stay home days.
That's cool.
But doing shit while you stay home, not just... watching a fucking iPad or something.
No,
you know,
no, no. Thinking. I like living like it's the 80s where you can just run around.
Right.
But I'm glad to hear that people still go out and talk because I remember like when I was little, my mom very specifically didn't put me in nursery school and we would just go places. We would go ice skating and it was like, you know, oh, the nice old man, he's a widow. Like he goes ice skating with me and my mom goes and gets a hot chocolate. Like if everyone wasn't necessarily a suspect.
I mean, this is, I just love people. We went for coffee. There was a guy wearing a New Paul shirt and I go, dude, I go, hey, man, he had his headphones on. I go, take your headphones off.
That's funny.
Takes them off. And I go, New Paul's, huh? You from there? He goes, no, I go there for work. I'm like, my wife's from Wappinger Falls. And he goes, oh, yeah, right up the road. I'm like, God, man, New Paul's. That's the last stop on the train line. He goes, yeah. I go, we lived in the city. I used to love getting off there. There's this tiny little town. My in-laws would pick us up. I go, my wife didn't like going to the in-laws. I talked to this guy. He loved it.
Then I go, all right, man, let's get back to your work. River's over here eating a banana. She's doing we're playing good guy, bad guy. Then there's a new couple sits down with their kid. What do you got in the can? What do you got over there? 9 months? They're like, 9 weeks. I'm like, 9 weeks. You need a stroller? What do you need? You need – I got tons. I'm trying to get – I
so
love it.
You're so cute. And it makes me happy like
– But it's that's where I find my material.
It's so foreign to me too that
doing
like –
Doing crowd work all the time.
Yeah.
All day, baby. I'll come back from the coffee shop and I'll say to Kate, I'm like crushed at the coffee shop today.
If I were the guy that someone said, take your headphones off and just started talking to me like, you don't know when is this going to end. Is it? So I would love to go, pause. You're normal. You just love people. Okay, cool. Now we can keep talking. Like, you just want to make sure.
I look for
you. But you're also a beautiful woman. So you've got that filter coming at you as well. It's like a barrage of dicks all day long that we don't have.
But also, though, I mean, it's even weirder when it's... So that's the other thing. It's like a woman will start talking to me. Not that women can't be gay, but they usually don't just start like... And so I'll be like... fun, like people talking to people. Like I was doing this thing and when I was living in New York where I didn't put headphones on or just look at my phone. It was like if I had a proper book, I could read that, but no, just like looking at things. And I just stayed present and everyone would kind of look at me because I was the only one doing that. And this woman next to me goes, can I ask you something? My phone's dead, so that's why I'm doing this. And she meant this thing.
Not doing something.
Yeah.
Else.
And I go, oh, and she goes, is yours? And I go, no, I'm just choosing to. And she goes, I couldn't do it. She goes, because I don't want to just talk to strangers. You know, it's weird to just talk to people. She goes, oh, I'm talking to you now. I would like to stop talking, but I wanted to point out that.
That's so funny.
And it was
amazing.
That's
what we're losing.
That's
what
we're losing. But then this girl comes up to me. So I'm like, I'm loving this new no headphones life. So I'm sitting on the subway and these girls are chatting. This girl turns to me. She goes, do you work in fashion? And I said, no, but that's my, I mean, I'll follow you into like my murder.
Yeah.
Like, totally. Like if, do you, and so I go, no, I don't. And she's like, well, I just think you have such a great style. And we're walking on the subway.
What's the stone on this turban you're wearing, right?
I'm mesmerized by it. So we're walking on the subway. The subway comes and I have to make a choice. Do I sort of like let the conversation end or do I be physically open to chat with her as we walk on the subway? Sure. And I just said, stay open. And we talked and she's like, what do you do? And I'm like, a comedian. She's like, I love comedy. I hate that comment. And I, you don't know what, it's not a thing. Anyway, so she's a dancer. I'm like, I used to dance. I was going to be a dancer. Didn't work out, blah, blah. She goes, well, it's interesting you mentioned that. So we're both creatives. She's like, my husband and I, and he's like way down the end. Like, I don't know where he is. And she started saying
he's at the train cafeteria. Don't say that.
She's like,
I'm talking to Sully.
She was like probably 10 years younger than me. She's like, so we started a church out here where it's, dancing for Jesus. I'm like, oh, okay, so you're trying to convert
me. DFJ, man. They just hit me up.
So she tries to convert me the whole time. We get off the train. I'm like, I'm not coming to
your
church. Can
we talk about that? What is dancing for Jesus?
It's a church for artists. She said, oh, this is going to sound crazy, but I read the Bible 10 years ago and it changed the way I danced. She's like, I used to do music videos and dress provocatively and now I dance... I'm like, and now you what? Make no money? So she's like, she's like, and now
Puffy, stop calling. I don't know what's going on.
She's like, and so now, and I said to her, I grew up Catholic, and to me, Jesus or any God is about living your truth, living who you are, not saying, oh, I should be saving the world by doing something really important. If you dance, like you are saving the world in your own way with the people that you reach through dancing. But I don't think. This concept of Jesus was like, I need you all to be in a church dancing for me. Like, dance for, stop preaching to people. It's not, you're not helping anybody. So anyway, I didn't really say that to her, but that's what it was. It's like, she wouldn't answer any questions about it because she wanted me to come to the church the next day. I was like, I have a job. She's like, we can meet after. I'm like, this conversation ends here. I was just talking to you and you started telling me about your religion. You didn't ask me one question about myself. And I was basically giving her tips like, you're bad at this. Like, you can't just...
Your Bible, by the way? What's the Dance for Jesus Bible?
I don't know.
What is it?
It's the Bible. So she's just like, it's...
Al Jarreau wrote
it. I was going to say.
It sounds like it's a church where like artists go and it's a church like anything else. I don't fucking
It's a community.
Know.
Either way. It's not a church.
It was
it's
annoying.
Not a religion. It's
it was
a community.
It wasn't like we're helping the poor. We're doing this. It was like, just get out of my fucking face. You can still wear slutty clothes. Jesus doesn't give a shit. Nothing in the Bible about slutty clothes. Mm-mm. Everyone's
but
naked.
That's one of my
Eve
favorite.
Just had a couple leaves on.
That's right.
One of my favorite leaves. Thing about talking to people is that I kind of just say what I want almost always. And if people are dicks, you can be a dick. If people are pushing something like that, I just do it right. As at the grocery store the other night, they closed at midnight. I'm coming home from shows. I'm like, I got to get some groceries so we have stuff in the house tomorrow. So I get there. I fill up a bunch of stuff. And I'm like getting to the checkout. I'm the only person. I'm like, oh, shit. I got to get I had to get something. I think almonds. I don't know what it was. So I'm doing everything super quick. And I go to them. I go, I just got to grab one thing. She's like, yeah, go ahead. I run over there. I get it. When I come back, now there's three people behind me. One guy right behind me has two things. And he's looking over the shoulder waiting for whoever it is. And he's giving this, like, the nastiest look ever. And I just come walking the line. I look at him. I go, relax, dude.
Whoa. Did you really?
Yeah. I go, relax. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's how I shop. I get all my stuff, and I put it on, and then I go get more stuff, and then I come back. I go, I don't care how you shop. I needed one thing. So I went back, and I got it. And the woman goes, in all fairness, I haven't even finished ringing him through it. He goes, don't you start in.
What?
This is great.
At midnight at the Vons, right over here. And I go,
you really? Got killed.
Great attitude, dude. Great. No, because that's the whole thing. You forget that when people are like pushing that Jesus thing. You could look what you did. You pushed right back in her face because she pushed on you. I think that's like part. Well, this guy is giving the death look. You think I don't see what he's doing? And then I'm more than happy to go, dude. People don't understand too. You want to start fucking talking to a comedian? Go ahead. I'm gonna shred you.
Oh my god! You know what's so funny too is I think it's like it seems more well placed in New York or Boston, but when I see that stuff happen in LA, I get more terrified because I'm like, this never happens here. Like, no one gets real with each other like that. But walking on the sidewalk in New York, I'm like, hey, go fuck yourself, like in a nice way, like you took my cab, or like, you know, or just like get off my ass, or just something. Yeah. Like people just yelling at each other, or just I love complimenting. I love when people yell out compliments.
I also think if we stop talking, everyone stops talking. So some people have to keep talking because we're all just fucking in that damn phone all the time.
Well, there are people that don't even leave messages anymore. It's everything's a text on email.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Like, oh, I don't check my you know how many times I've heard I don't check my voicemail over the last year?
I'm guilty.
I said it to you 2 days ago.
I don't.
Yeah. But I have certain relationships with people. If they call and they leave a voicemail, I just call them back because I'm going to call them. I don't, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I do that.
But I hear what you're saying. But like, I was in the grocery store and there's this woman looking at tomato sauce, like pasta sauce. And I just leaned up next to her and I go,
they love that.
I just lean up and I go, is price an issue? And she goes, what's that? I go, is price an issue? And she goes, no. And I go, well, then put all this away. This is what you want to be right here. This is the rails. That's what you want to get. This stuff, fine. That's the best stuff in the whole place. And she goes, well, I go, that's the best in the whole place.
Listen, I'm Jeremy Rayo. Okay.
So I leave. I just, you know, I do my thing.
I'm Danny Sauce. I don't know what that means.
So yeah. I leave, and then I go, and I do some more shopping, and I go to checkout, and I forgot something else over in bread. I run over.
I feel like this is your thing.
And there she is in bread, and what was in her fucking carriage?
The thing you recommended?
The Rao's. I go, you got the Rao's? She goes, I'm going to give it a try. I go, I'll see you.
Price an issue?
Oh, that's so cute.
This Wonder Bread right here is what you want to get.
Be careful, because we're on a hair trigger right now, us gals.
Oh, I know.
You're going to get maced. So you need to wear a sign that says,
I'm married
to everyone.
And I'm uninterested.
Although, yeah, I'm going to
keep sticking to my vibe. I think I have a good way about it.
Yeah, you're right. You haven't been maced yet. But I think very soon we might all snap and just start macing everyone. So just be careful with the, is price an issue?
It's price an issue. That's a creepy.
Oh my God, you need to live. I want to live in your world like a Mr. Rogers neighborhood, but way more. Because he really didn't ever talk to people. He had puppets. He was home alone. Yours is a real neighborhood.
Yeah.
A Jay Lawson's neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Jay Lawson.
But we talk to each other here. If you have a problem with it, you get out of the fucking neighborhood. I didn't say it was a nice neighborhood. We keep it real. We match energies here.
I also like if there are new people over at the coffee shop, they don't like it's a weird line how they have set up. I'll get in and I'll see people. I'm like, you gotta get over. You're not in the line. You gotta bring the line over here. We sweep down here. We go right down here. Get some beans if you want some beans. Grab some beans.
What's up, Scott?
And then I say hi to everybody. And then they just.
I have that kind of line thing where I'm like, you're doing people at CVS now. I'm like,
you don't see the fucking arrow? There's an arrow on the floor at CVS.
Oh, that they're you don't so just far back.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, why can't people look around to see, like, oh, look, they have a whole thing set? Because you see people just go to, like, stand behind a register, and you're like, bro, we got a line over here. We're doing this whole thing.
I'm talking about the pharmacy, though. There'll be one guy at the pharmacy paying.
Yeah.
And someone so far back that it looks like they're looking at the trial size stuff. And I'll go, are you in line? And they'll go, yes, I'm just standing appropriately.
But I like, know. They think it's a weird space thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, you're... It's not their ATM where you're going to look at their PIN code. I know maybe it's private. They're getting Viagra or whatever, but calm down. You don't have to be that fucking far away. Just like, do you know how to be invisible in your own space without physically being 50 feet away? Because I'm anxious now because I don't feel like I'm in line.
See, that's when I would be right there. I would do something funny and in their face. I'm like, what are you here to get your STD meds?
I need you with me, bro.
You know what I mean? Because everyone is just waiting for somebody to piss them off. That's the way our world is now. But if you, instead of the person that cheers them up, instead of letting them continue to go be the person that's a fucking douche everywhere, you know what I mean?
I guess I never think about it. I'm always just so overwhelmed in the moment by like, why are you standing so far away?
I was driving to San Diego 2 weeks ago and we started to get like, we're going like 15 miles an hour. And I saw this car that I loved. This guy had this car. It's like a new Volvo station wagon. But the new Volvos, I just love cars, and the front is dope, and the back is dope.
Oh, that's
just
cool, because they've been so square for so long.
Yeah, they still are square.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the rounded, but it's got like a face almost now.
Oh,
and
cool.
So I pull up next to this guy, I roll down my window, I'm like, tell him, roll down his window, and he rolls down his window. I'm like, dude, I love that car, man. And he goes, oh, thanks. I'm like, do you love it? He goes, yeah. I go, I bet you do. Have a good ride.
Oh,
and I just kept going.
That makes me happy.
Because it's just fun to, you know, like... you can change someone's entire day.
I remember.
Just by doing something like communicating or interacting, because people aren't doing it anymore, you know? So it just means that much more, I think.
I was at a stoplight once and a guy in a convertible was next to me and I had my windows. I was like an older man and I was putting my makeup on, but I was like, I think he was watching to see what was going to happen when the light turned green. Mm-hmm. And I was like putting eyeliner on or something. And then I didn't even have to look. Like, I knew when the light turned green, put the eyeliner down. I drove. I didn't take up anyone's space. But we were only going, you know, not too fast because it was traffic. And he goes, I saw that. Timed perfectly. You women are amazing. All instinct. And then he just drove
off. That's awesome.
And I was like, I love when it happens to me.
Yeah.
But I would never think to just shout into someone's car, like, you're looking good today.
Yeah.
I do yell at people in the street when I'm in New York, like, you look fantastic. Like, I love good clothes.
Yeah.
But I think people in New York, they want that too.
Didn't we talk about that guy, Billy on the Street, that documentary?
But I love Billy on the Street.
Yeah.
On the Street.
Oh.
He was the photographer.
Oh, Bill Cunningham.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about
that documentary. I told you to watch that movie.
Yeah, I watched it.
He's dead now.
Yeah, I know.
His book just came out. I'm reading it.
Oh, wow.
He was from Boston, and he used to put on dresses when he was little, and his parents would shame him and, like, send him to church, and they tried to stop making him do artsy things, and he would just live for, like, Easter, Halloween, and Christmas, because he said he would just sit in church and stare at women's hats, and he'd write down who had the best hat, and he'd, like, pin them against each other in his mind.
I was
so Boston in the 40s.
I just wish somebody someday is going to come up to you and be like, excuse me, you got some dandruff. You're like, no, that's powder.
That's a wig powder.
See the wig?
Right there, right?
Have you ever thought you were getting recognized? And they go, can we get a picture? And you're like, oh my God, totally. And they're asking you to take a picture of their friend.
I've never done that, but that's hilarious.
Happened to me once. This one was like, I'm so sorry to bother you, but I would love a picture. And I'm like, I am anyone who asks me that, of course. Like, you pay my bills. Let's go. And she's like, what? She's like, of me and my friend. I'm like, but she thought,
of course.
So she thought I was making a joke, like that I'd be someone she wanted a picture with, and she thought it was funny, and nobody knew but me. But I was just like, because I don't get approached, but once in a while, but never, and I would never assume.
The only time that ever happened, it didn't happen like that. I was with Rory after show. Ryan knows this story. And this couple comes up, and they're clearly coming to talk to Rory. We were both on the same show together, but they were stoked to see Rory.
Yeah.
And they go, oh my God, we're huge fans. You're so funny. And I was like, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And they don't think that's funny at all. And so I see that they want, you know, talk to Rory. So they're talking to Rory, and I just kind of like take a step back, and I'm talking to other people. And then I see them ask Rory for a picture. And so I step in, I go, hey guys, I'll take it. And they go, oh, okay. So they give me their phone and I hold it up. And it's in selfie mode. So I don't change it. And I go, all right, guys, on three. You ready? Boom, boom, boom. And then I turn the phone off and I give it back to him. And I'm just, they're leaving and I'm dying. And Rory goes, what's going on? I'm like, dude, their camera's in selfie. They're going to get back to the car. So excited to see their picture with them and Rory. And it's going to be me.
Oh, that's amazing. And you turn their phone off?
Yes,
so that
they had to
reboot
I hit the bottom and then the top. And then boom, send them on their way. And I'm like, that's the greatest thing I've ever done in my life.
I'm
I had
do
a
that.
Waiter hit me up one time at this place called Tokyo Delves in the Valley. You ever been there? It's
no.
Like a, it's like New Year's Eve every night. It's a sushi restaurant. They dance on the tables, which, by the way, I saw a picture of you up on Conan's desk. Wasn't that you
desk? I tap danced on his desk a little while ago. Yeah. My mother called me the next day. Is he angry at you? I go, it's not his desk like... He's like dad's
like
desk in
property,
the den, like he's
right?
working on it. This, you know, he was filing his taxes and I stepped on them. I'm like, it's a prop. It's a, I don't know. He looked kind of mad. I go, I told him I was going to do it before I did it. Like, she was like, I wouldn't do stuff like that. You're not, you know, you can't do that.
You're not a spring chicken.
Yeah, she was like, you're not well known enough to like fuck with the desk. She was like, I don't think you're going to be asked back. Anyway, so they're dancing on the tables. I love that you think that's a thing we people do on New Year's Eve.
They go crazy in there. They have all these, like the chefs have routine dances. Like it's just, I was looking for sushi one night.
10, 9, 8
Right. I went and looked up something online and I walked into this place and it was like, you know, you look outside and it's silent. You go in this place and it's packed. There's 100 and some people in there all going nuts. They're doing sake bombs and they're drinking out of these like, they look like the barrels, you know, with the tap on it. It's got the beer in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? They come to your table. I mean, they're getting fucked up. All a cop has to do is sit outside that place. People are walking out front vomiting all over the place. It's nuts. I walked in just
to
get some sushi.
And
I felt bad leaving. So I stayed. And I was like, this looks like a you know, like a birthday place, like that sort of thing. So one night I'm in there with some friends, and this table of drunk girls is asked the waiter if they could do a picture. And this is a minute ago. This is like early 2000s. So he, disposable camera they gave him. Remember those things?
Oh, yeah.
And he taps me on my back, and he goes, come here for a second. And he turns it around to take a picture of them, but he does what you did with the selfie phone. He turned it on us. And I had never seen that before, and he snapped it of us and gave it back. He just said, hey. And when I looked, I was like, oh, this is us. And then he gave it back to them. So they never got their group picture. It's a picture of me and the waiter. Yeah. I don't even know him or anything. He was like, hey, come here for a second. He just clued me in on it.
Have you been back?
I've been there like 3 or 4 times in my life, but
I feel like I'm getting older every time I go there.
You get it. It's another
the next
year.
Day, I take the day off work.
It's
start
crazy.
Writing New
that
Year on my checks.
That place is nuts. You live by. It's right on that Lancashire stretch
yeah,
in North Hollywood.
Yeah, give everyone my address. You live
I don't
right
know where
there.
You live. Well, you
I'm
said.
I'm in Studio City.
Yeah, you've said that
no
before.
No big deal. We're all the studios. Oh, my God, I forgot. It's October. I've only done this podcast in October. Everyone get your titties. What did we used to say?
Checked.
Check your titties? No, we say something. Take care of your I don't remember what we said. But I would
check
like you titty. Guys to know that I am getting it.
You've
weird,
come on and talked about one before.
I weirdly get my gynecology exam every October, which does include breast.
You've only ever done this podcast? No.
No.
It can't be.
The last
only.
Few times it was
breast cancer.
Breast cancer.
This month.
And so, but I would like to announce that I had the genetic testing done because my sister had breast cancer for no reason. And my doctor's like, you should get the genetic testing. It's probably some weird gene. And I don't have it. I don't have
good.
Like,
you don't have the gene.
I don't have the gene for like 9,000 kinds of cancer. And my sister got kind of nervous because they're like, you're not a full negative until your sister gets the test too. And she's like, why are you, I didn't want to fucking know if it's going to come back or not. And so she did it though. Like I didn't pressure her. I was like, it's a huge decision to know, you know, because it's like they recommend if you know that you have it, get everything removed. Take your titties off, you know, whatever.
Oh,
and I've
really?
Got really good insurance, and I got
yeah,
no problem
my friend's
with
mom
that because I
that.
Wish they were a little smaller. So I was like, yeah. Let's do this. I was almost a little disappointed. Like, oh, I wanted to get a.
Yeah, yeah we were in high school, and a friend of mine, his mom, I guess her mom had it, her
yeah.
sister had it, and they told her, and she just went and did
yeah,
it.
Yeah, take them off.
That's what she did.
When you get yeah. to be a certain age, you go, I want new ones. I want one bigger. I just want a little more petite. Anyways, my sister took the test. She's fine.
Good.
So all Kirkman girls.
So this is a genetic
takeoff.
Test. You can go. To your gynecologist, and it's specifically for breast cancer?
Specifically.
No. Yeah, specifically. Well, they say that it
dry
is.
Dry mouth over here, man.
They say that it is, and then you get there, and speaking of dry mouth, they make you spit into a vial, and you think it's not a lot, and you're like, oh my God, it takes forever. They test for 35 different colon cancer, this cancer, a million different kinds, so anyone could really get it.
Jen, we got to tell you, cancer is not traced in your blood system at all, we do need to put in a pacemaker.
We're looking at the test. It's really weird. Somehow you're testing negative for everything, but a big positive on prostate cancer. So not sure what's going on.
But they ask you the weirdest questions. They're like, and what's your uncle's name, and has, how long was his, I'm like, I don't know about his prostate history, or they'll ask,
why
like,
would anyone, yeah,
they're like, your grandmother had breast cancer, I'm like, yeah, but she had it when she was 90, and it was like, she didn't die from it, and they're like, which breast was it, I'm like, you think I fucking know, right. Hey dad, which titty did
which
your mom,
titty is your mom?
The left one, the one that hangs lower, like, we don't talk about this stuff in the family.
We do have to tell you that you don't have cancer, but if you could tell your dad, Sully does, we just got the test,
oh, no.
We got the test back.
How did they know?
I don't know.
Is from it from
the,
being
from
in
the grill, you know?
From the grill.
Is it just from all the radiation in the hospital?
I think it is.
Anyway, everyone check out your bodies and, you know.
Check your body.
Well, we are at that time, young lady.
I have to go to one. I never audition, but I'm going to one today.
Are you? Good for you. I hear
you'll
you.
You'll be fine.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on.
Young
it's been
lady.
A pleasure having you on all these years
I
and all these times. Thank you for coming on and being so loyal and so great.
You
and
were
so
like
funny
one of the
and-
first guests that like... cemented what we really were as a,
that's right.
as was, what we wanted through this telling stories with people. Yeah, Mozart.
The
that,
Mozart story
episode was like, remember we, because that was like the first time we ever really took someone's one
the
story.
Cutlass, the leather jacket.
Yep. Was the first
we
time we ever took
here.
Someone's stories from the past that was painful to them and then shredded the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Because we were like, I think we got to side with everybody in class.
Oh, it was my favorite thing. And it gave me a new fan base. Like, people come up to me at shows and they're like, I heard you on the Crab Feast.
Yeah.
And you just know they're good people. Like, say
totally.
No more. I know
the
who you
best
are.
Fans.
They are great
they're
people.
They're the night. I mean, all over the country, they've come. And you just know right away, like, oh, you're cool. I could, like, you just want everyone else to go away and, like, let's you and me talk.
Right.
But, oh, my God. I'm going to cry. So I won't. But thank you.
Save
guys.
It for the audition.
Thanks for being... They're like, this is
I don't
a
even,
comedy.
Why are you, yeah, you crying?
I don't know. I
you
just
know,
want...
it's a multi-camera.
I'm like, I don't have
this
cancer.
This is for the series finale episode is what this is.
I think you bring this character back. Oh, my God. I'm honored. I love you both. I hope you... I don't, maybe, I don't know, there'll be a reunion show or something someday.
Maybe.
Maybe. You never know. People have been asking for it.
Are you releasing a new episode every day this month? When
no,
does it
no,
end?
No, God, we
in
don't
the
have
new
time
year.
For every day. Yeah. Yeah.
The last episode is December 25th.
Christmas is the last Tuesday of the year.
That is bitter fucking sweet.
That is. Yeah. That's what our fans are saying. It's like a divorce. They're finding out that mom and dad are leaving.
They're not.
On
you're
Christmas.
Not going to have your last one be New Year's Eve?
Well,
they just have to
we're
have
talking
a week.
About doing
that's
something else,
second.
Maybe where we'll release something or something. We'll
you go
see.
To that restaurant.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, New Year's no Eve. Shit.
Because it would be so sad, I'll like, because 7 days later is New Year's Eve, and then you're sitting
seven
there by
yourself. 7 days
later
says,
is New Year's
so.
Day.
New Year's Day.
Oh.
It would be a Monday release.
You can't do that.
For, well, I mean.
No.
We'll
it, no. No it's a, it
we've
ends
done bonus
in
apps and
no.
On a Tuesday.
Clean break.
Yeah.
Clean no, break. None in 2019.
Yeah. How long are you going to hold on, Jen?
Right,
you
want to
tell
all.
Everybody any else where your any of your
social
stuff?
Media podcasts, specials, tour, do it again.
Okay, watch my specials on Netflix. I like the last one. It's called Just Keep Living. You can go
read her book.
No, I didn't care about that anymore.
Oh.
Go to my website, jenkirkman.com. See me on tour. I do lots of making it up on the spot, which it ends up being funny. And if you've ever seen me live, it's always new stuff the next time you see me. Not going to be stuff you see on TV. Just come see me live. It's a good time. I give it my all.
Love it.
That's all I got.
Well, we love
we
you.
We love you,
love
Jen.
You more.
We love you.
As always, jlarsoncomedy.com, jlarsoncomedy on all social media.
I just want to say you have been absolutely one of our favorite guests. The fans, too.
Thank you.
I really do adore you.
I should have had Ronnie Kirkman. I'll have him tape a message and we can insert it.
Send something.
I'll do it when I see him in Vegas.
Send a little hello or something.
Yeah, and you
out.
Can put it on my episode.
All right.
All right, cool. Yeah, that'd be dope.
Thank you again for all the years. We love you.
Love you more.
I am Ryan Sickler on social media. Whatever, RyanSickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.
Whatever.